I was pondering what should I share today.
我在想，我今天要来与你们分享什么？
Today reminds us of the great work of Christ at Calvary.
今天是主耶稣在十字架上成就伟大的那一天。
At Calvary, what was the most significant thing?
在十字架上是最重要的、最有意义的是什么？
It is not just the punishment that Jesus took on his body.
不单单是主耶稣担当了他的那些所有的惩罚。
At the cross,
在十字架上
there is something very priceless.
有无价、无比宝贵的东西。
And until you understood that one thing,
直到你明白了那一件事情
you will never understand the cross.
你不会明白十字架的意义。
What came out of the cross?
从十字架上出来的是什么
？Is the blood of the Lamb of God？
是主的羔羊的宝血。
This evening I want to talk to you about the 17 redemptive benefits of the blood of Jesus。
今天晚上我要跟你们分享17件主宝血救赎的宝贵的东西。
If you only look at the cross as a wooden symbol, you lost it all.
如果你只是看见十字架是一个木头的象征，你什么也没明白。
When you look at the cross, until you see the blood, you don't understand the eternal significance.
你看见十字架，直到你看见它的宝血，你不会明白那个永生的意义。
The teaching about the blood of Jesus has been lost in many churches.
主耶稣宝血的意义在很多教会里都失去了。
And until we restore its proper place, we will never become a powerful Christian on this earth.
如果我们不把它宝血真正的意义再找回来，我们就不能成为真正的信徒。
So there are 17 wonderful benefits of the blood.
所以主耶稣的宝血有17样，带给我们17样宝贵的东西。
Let's begin with point number one.
让我们来开始讲第一点。
The blood brings forthredemption.
他的宝血带来救赎。
The Bible says in the book of Hebrew,
在希伯来书
chapter 9,
第九章
and verse 12,
第十二节
neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us.
并且不用山羊和牛犊的血，乃用自己的血，只一次进入圣所，成了永远赎罪的事。
When we read this scripture,
当我们读这个经节的时候，
we don't understand the weight of glory it contains.
我们就是不明白它那个荣耀的重量。
By his own blood.
是因为他自己的宝血
not the blood of bulls and goats
不是因为山羊和牛犊的血
by his own blood
而是他自己的血
you know what it means
你明白什么意思吗
do you know who you are
你知道你是谁吗
sometimes we declare ourselves we are worms we are dust
我们有时候说自己是虫是尘土
yes in a sense we are made from the dust of the earth
是的某种意义上我们是从尘土被造的
But that is the Adamic perspective of our creation.
这只是我们被造的某一种意义上来的层面。
Do you know when Jesus shed his blood for us, we have gone into another level, another royal status, higher than the normal creation.
当主耶稣为我们流露出了他的宝血的时候，我们进到了另外一个更高级的层面。
We are not worms. We are the highest creation.
我们不再是一条虫，我们是神最高的创造。
You know, most of us have a very poor self-image.
我们很多数人对自己都有一个很差的自我形象。
We don't look good on our inside.
我们自己的里面觉得不太好。
One day,
有一天
a businessman asked me.
一个做生意的人告诉我
He said, Pastor,
他说牧师
How much do you need?
你需要多少钱
I want to bless you
我想祝福你
I said, oh
那我说 oh
Let me go and ask the Lord
让我去问问我的主
So Philip, I went and bathed And I asked God, God, this man asked me a question
然后我就去告诉 问我的神，这个人告诉问我一个问题。
Lord, how much do I worth?
主啊，我值多少钱
？And the Holy Spirit gave me an answer. It shocked me.
然后这个圣灵就给了我一个答案，让我真的吃了一惊。
He said, "Go and tell him."
他说你去告诉他。
According to how he sees your worth, that's how much you're worth.
他说他看你值多少钱，你就值多少钱。
If you think you are cheapskate, he can give you something cheap.
如果他觉得你很便宜，他可以给你一点点钱。
Go and ask him.
你去再问他。
What is my worth?
我值多少
？So I said, brother.
然后我就问他兄弟。
How much do you think I'm worth?
你认为我值多少钱
？Just like recently, the Lippo Bank in Indonesia asked me for one session. You're going to conduct.How much are you worth? I say, how much do you want to give me?
然后就像在印尼一个银行问我说，你来讲一次道，你要多少钱？我说你问要给我多少钱
？Because they want to bring all the clients with US $1 million and above. They want me to talk to them.
因为他们有一个债务，他让我对他们的债务讲去讲。
And he says, US $5,000 is it enough for one session? I said, good, I will come.
然后他就说五千美元是够不够？我说不错，我会来。
But I say you must pay for my business class air ticket.
但是我说你要会付我那个公务舱的机票钱。
When I talk about finance, I need a business class air ticket.
当我跟那个生意人打交道的时候，我跟他说我要公务舱。
By the way, this trip I came on business class.
我这次也是。
I came on business class.
来的。
When I'm flying from the New York, I also sit on business class.
我从那个纽约飞过来，我坐的也是公务舱。
How much are you worth today?
你今天值多少钱
？So he say, "Oh, Pastor, you worth a lot."
然后他就说，哦，牧师，你值很多钱。
I say, "Then how much is a lot?"
然后我就问他，那多少钱才是多少钱呢？
He said, "I think you are worth more than $1 million."
他说我觉得你值一百万。
I say, "So give me $1 million offering."
那我就说，那你给我奉献一百万吧。
Do you know why we are not successful today?
你知道我们为什么没有不成功吗
？Because we don't think we worth a lot.
因为我们认为我们不值那么多。
Now I am standing here by God's grace.I'm not bragging, but I have to provoke you tonight.
我今天站在这里，因着神的恩典，不是要来夸口，而是我要来激动你们。
Get rid of your false humility.
把你们那些不必要的那个虚假的东西都。
Do you know how much you're worth tonight?
你知道你今晚值多少吗
？You're paid not by an ordinary blood of a man.
你不是。为一个人的血赎过来的。
You are paid by the blood of the Son of the Living God.
你是我们永生神的儿子的血赎回来的。
You are paid with the price of the blood of God.
你是用我们神的儿子神圣的血赎回来的。
That's how much you are worth. That it takes God to redeem you back.
那就是你值多少，因为是神的血才把你赎回来的。
So from today,
所以从今天开始
，better have a real Holy Ghost self-esteem.
所以你今天真的是要在里边有一种圣灵的那种尊重。
Look good, dress smart.
然后要看起来很好，也要穿得很好。
Don't look at my shoe here. I have brought my Ferragamo shoe. I have not wear it yet because I'm wearing for my conference.In Alberta, where 250 businessmen are coming, I'm wearing my Ferragamo shoe.
不要看我的鞋，我穿的好像是旅游鞋，那是因为我在那个阿尔伯塔跟他们生意人讲到，穿的是这样的鞋。
My Italian silk suit is will be there when I preach. I will wear that suit.
我在他们那儿讲到的时候，我穿的是那个意大利的名牌西装。
Hey, amen.
Amen.
That's how much you are worth.
那就是你值多少。
One day.
有一天。
My boss asked me in my office, of his office.
我的那个上班的地方的老板问我。
He said, "You are leaving now?" I said, "Yes, I'm leaving for another company."
他说你现在要离开我这个公司吗？我说是的，我要离开到另外一家公司。
What does it take to keep you back?
他说那要给你多少才能留住你
？I said, "Depend on how much you're going to give me."
我说那是看你要给我多少。
I say, how much do you think my productivity and my efficiency worth?
你认为我的那个工作效率值多少
He says, I'll promote you to be the sales and advertising manager. I'll double your salary.
他说我要把你提成那个销售和市场经理，把你的工资加一倍。
I say, boss, let me think about it.
我说老板，你让我回去想想。
Then he called me in again.
然后他就又把我招回来。
He said, I will increase your salary some more, and I will give, it's only 5 days work, and you have plenty of leave.
然后呢，我会给你再加钱，再给你加很多那个假期。
I said, boss, let me think about it.
我又说，老板，让我再回去想想。
And the third time, he pressed the button.
然后第三次他又按钮招我进来。
He said, how much do you think you're worth? And I say, this is my price.
然后他就说，你值多少？我说，这是我的价格。
What?
然后他就吓了一跳。
I say, it's now or never. You know, Elvis Presley had a song, it's now or never.
他有一个歌，你现在不要就没有机会了。
And he signed.
然后他就签了字了。
We sell ourselves short.
我们总是贱卖自己。
That's why we let people abuse us.
那就是为什么我们常常遭别人虐待我们。
Today, a lot of people want what is on my life.
然后很多人今天就在想我的生命值多少。
But I told them it's not cheap.
我告诉你，不便宜。
It's not cheap.
一点都不便宜。
How much are you worth today?
你今天值多少钱？
If you know you are worth, I tell you, you want to know what happened? Can I tell you something that I won't frighten you? Because I came from a charismatic background. Can I tell you something that won't frighten you?
就是我要告诉你一个东西，我希望不会让你们很吃惊，因为我是从一个那个灵恩派过来的。
For several years now, I carry an armor of a general.
然后很多年来，我一直就穿着好像一个将军的。
In the spirit, if you look at me, I wear an armor of a general. You will know.
如果
different from a normal person.
如果你在灵里，你看我的灵里的话，我穿的是一个将军的盔甲。
But recently, my armor have changed.
但是最近呢，我的那个服装变了。
And someone saw it, they say, your armor have changed.
然后有些人看见就说，哎，你怎么会变了？
Now I'm wearing an armor of a king.
然后我现在穿的是一个国王的军装。
And can I tell you shocking? You will never believe, but I will tell I'm bold. I like to tell.
然后但是你可能会很吃惊，但是我是一个很大胆的人，所以我还是要告诉你。
This golden armor is shining with the light.
然后这是一个金色的发着光的。
Are you ready for a shock?
你吃惊吗？
That you've never heard before?
你从来没有听说过。
You ready?And after that, you still love me?
然后你还会爱我吗？
This armor is polished by 5 angels.
我穿的这个军
They maintain my armor.
是由五个天使为我抛光的。
You see, they are ranking in the spirit world.
那就是你在属灵那个层次的那个你的地位。
When you know your worth in the kingdom,
当你知道你在那个国度里边的价值的时候
you grow in your rankings.
然后你的那个地位就会越来越高。
And God will give you territorial influence.
神就会把国度的地盘加给你。
According to how you look at yourself.
是根据你看你自己的价值。
God paid for your redemption by His own blood.
神用他自己的宝血赎了你。
You are not an ordinary human being anymore.
你不再是一个普通的人。
You are paid by the blood of a God.
你是用主的血救赎的。
You walk with a dignity and a nobility.
你要在尊贵和尊严里边行走。
Learn to walk tall.
你要是高高的扬起头来走路。
And God will elevate your status.
神会提升你。
Amen.
Amen.
Recently, I've been looking at some gemstones from the royal family from Argentina.
我现在是在看一些阿根廷一些那个贵族的他们那些石头宝石。
I hold it in my hand. I say, "How much is it worth?" It was $2.2 million.
我就说这是多少钱？他说是两百万，220万。
I said, "Oh, let me feel it."
然后我就说让我感觉一下。
I say, "Let me go to the hotel and carry it for a while."
然后我拿到我的那个旅馆里去玩一下。
$2.2 million.
220万。
I went to sleep.
然后我拿着，然后睡着了。
Feeling that gemstone that belongs to a king.
然后就知道哦，这个宝石是属于一个国王的。
I'm telling you, some of these precious things are coming back to the body of Christ. He said, with his own blood, he had obtained an eternal redemption for us.
你要明白, 他用他自己的宝血, 为我们赎回了生命。
What sort of a redemption?
我们知道我们的救赎是什么?
Eternal redemption.
是永生的生命。
This word redemption simply means buying back from the slave market.
就是简单的说,
in Apostle Paul's days,
在使徒保罗的日子,
there were many slaves, they were auctioned on sale.
然后在那个时候有很多奴隶是在市场上随便买卖。
When a master wants to own that slave, they will auction and bid for the price, and he will buy back with his money, and he owned that slave.
当一个主人他要去买那个奴隶的时候，他会去竞价，然后他会把它买回来。
This world today is under the control of the wicked one called Satan.
然后我们今天的世界是在那个罪恶的那个撒旦手里。
The Bible says in 1 John, he said the whole world lies in the hands of the wicked one.
然后在约翰一书就说，这个整个世界在这个恶者手里。
In every nation, you see territorial spirit governing a nation.
在每一个国家你会看见那个属灵的那些东西在控制着。
And when God say, I buy you back,
当主耶稣说我要把你赎回来的时候，
Number one,
第一条，
you know what it means?
你明白是什么吗？
You are no longer a slave to the slavery of sin.
第一条就是你不再是罪的奴仆。
You are now born into righteousness. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 23 and 24, you are born into a holy nature of righteousness.
在以弗所书说，你会重生进入了一个圣洁的层面。
Number two,
第二条,
when God gave you redemption, it means that from today, when you are born again, Satan cannot touch you anymore.
当你重生了以后，当主耶稣的宝血救赎了，那个罪就不会再能抓着你。
Redemption means you are no longer under the domination of Satan.
救赎就意识着你不再是在那个撒旦的控制下面。
You are now under a new master.
你现在有一位新的主人。
Jehovah Jesus.
就是耶和华主耶稣。
Jesus is now our master Adonai.
现在主耶稣是我们的主，是我们的神。
So the blood of Jesus redeems you.
主耶稣的宝血救赎了你。
You walk around.
你走。
And look at all the demonic powers.
你看见那些邪恶的灵。
You cannot own me anymore.
你们不再拥有我。
You cannot touch me anymore.
你不再能控制我。
I'm not under your power.
我不再在你的权势下面。
Today,
今天,
I will dominate you.
我会掌握你。
In the name of Jesus.
奉主耶稣的名,
Amen.
Amen.
You know one day?
你知道有一天,
I was in my hotel room.
我在我的旅馆,
a demon came inside the room.
然后一个邪灵就进到我的屋子里,
and he tried to do something funny.
然后他想做一件很有意思的事情,
and I saw it, and the spirit quickly wanted to leave the room.
然后我看见了, 然后那个邪灵要马上离开这个屋子。
I said, hey, come back here.
我就说来来来，你留下来。
I command you to come back here.
我命令你现在留下来。
She turned around, she came back.
然后她就转过身，她就回来。
I said, come here.
我说过来。
Come here.
你就到我面前来。
And she came.
然后那个邪灵就过来了。
And I said, you are under me.
然后我就告诉她，你在我的掌握之下。
Do you know that?
你明白吗？
She said, yes.
她说我知道。
Now you can leave.
现在你可以走了。
About 1.5 years ago, I was in Taipei.
然后几天前我在台北,
in a 5-star hotel.
在一个五星级酒店,
for a tea break.
然后就在那儿喝茶。
You see, demons understand rankings and power.
然后那个邪灵他很知道你的地位和你的头衔。
We were eating our tea and I saw vampires.
然后我就在喝我的茶的时候，我就看见吸血鬼。
You're shocked.
你们会觉得很吃惊。
And you know what I saw them? They were dressed in Qing Dynasty costume.
他们穿的是那个青草的服装。
And this is how they walk.
那就是他们怎么跳着走。
The zombies. I saw them all over the hotel room.
然后我在那个酒店什么地方都看见。
Because that hotel was dedicated by a Tibetan monk, a high-level Tibetan monk.
因为那个酒店是一个西藏的高僧奉献的。
And so I was walking up the staircase to the lobby.
我就从楼梯上走上去。
And all the ghosts was there.
然后所有的那些邪灵都在那个楼梯上。
As I walk,
我在走的时候。
Now I'm not bragging. I'm telling you the truth.
我不是在夸张，我在告诉你这个真的。
Two lines of ghosts, and when I walk, they bow.
然后我就看见两排的那个邪灵，我走的时候他们就向我。
I walk all the way up, and every one of them bow.
然后我一路走上去，他们每一个人都向我敬礼。
You see, we are no longer under the domination of darkness.
你要知道，我们不在黑暗的控制之下。
You have to know who you are. You are the modern day Ghostbuster.
你要明白你是谁，你是现代的那个捉鬼的人。
捉鬼专家。
捉鬼专家，阿门。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Day.Should be afraid of you, not you afraid of them.
他们应该怕你，而不是你去怕他们。
Amen.
Amen.
That's what redemption means.
那就是救赎的第二个意义。
You are no longer a slave.
你不再是个奴仆。
You are a free son and daughter of the living God.
你是神自由的儿女。
So walk tall.
所以要高高的扬起头。
When the demons look at you, you know who you are?
当那个邪灵看你的时候，你要知道你是谁。
You are a Goliath.
你像那个高利亚。
And
哥利亚。
They are the little one.
他们就像那个小人国的人一样。
That's who you are in the spirit.
那就是在属灵里边你是谁。
You don't believe.
你可能还不太相信。
I was in Taiwan years ago.
几年前我在台湾。
And I look out of the window.
我就从窗户看出去。
And a huge, no, I was in Hong Kong. Sorry, 3 years ago I was in Hong Kong.
我是在两年前我在香港。
I was staying in Ritz-Carlton Hotel.
我在那一个 Ritz-Carlton Hotel.
And then suddenly out of the water came a being that was about 30 story high.
然后有一个喷泉喷上来，好像有30层楼高。
And he looked at me.
然后我就看见。
He said, "I don't like you coming to Hong Kong. I want to kill you."
我说我不喜欢你到那个香港来，我要把你杀了。
I look at that beam.
我就看见那个水柱。
30 story high.
三十层楼高。
不是水柱，是妖魔。
妖魔。
啊。
OK.
Demon.
Oh, demon. 是一个那个妖魔，有三十层楼高。Sorry.
水柱就不用怕。
我还说呢 ，a beam.
妖魔 ，30 story high. I look out and I look at him. I say, no.I'm not afraid of you.
然后我就对他说，我不怕你。
In fact, you cannot touch me.
事实上，你根本都不能控制我。
And out of the water came another two more beings.
然后呢，从那个水里边又出来两个另外的邪灵。
Three of them say, "We are going to kill you."
然后他们都会对我说，我要杀你。
And I look at them.
然后我看着他们。
You cannot touch me.
我说你要碰都不能碰我一下。
You know who I am.
你知道我是谁。
You cannot touch me.
你不能碰我。
And they left.
然后他们就走了。
You see, we must know who we are.
然后我们要知道我们是谁。
We are not a worm.
我们不是那条虫。
We are the sons and the daughters of the most powerful daddy called God.
我们是那至高神，那天父的儿女。
They touch us, Daddy! Daddy, look! And Daddy God said, "Who dare touch my son and my daughter?"
当他们来找我的时候，我会说，我有一位神，我的至高神，他们会叫我的爸爸，他们会害怕。
Don't be afraid of the enemy.
不要害怕仇敌。
Exodus chapter 14, you remember the 600 chariots of Egypt were coming after Moses and his nation.
你们在出埃及记14章看见有600辆战车战马来追赶摩西的军队。
They want to wipe out the entire nation.
他们想把他们所有的这个整个军队都杀了。
God opened up the Red Sea.
但是神却把红海打开。
They went through the Red Sea.
他们从红海里面走过去。
But while the chariots go into the middle of the Red Sea, the whole sea came down on them.
然后当他们进去的时候，红海的水却把他们淹没。
The Bible say chapter 14, verse 28 and verse 30, there were only dead Egyptians and floating dead bodies all around.
在40章28、29节, 你能看见那个埃及人死了，尸体飘在那水上。
Only floating dead bodies.
是那个飘着的死尸。
If they touch you, they are dead bodies.
如果他来敢来捉你, 你就会, 他们就会死了。
I told one witch in the spirit, I said, you touch me, you are dead.
我在他灵里对他们说, 如果你们敢来动我, 你们就会死。
That's how I talked to the witch.
那就是我对那巫婆也这么说。
I said, you touch me, you are dead.
我说你来碰我,
I said, you try.
你试一试。
So she tried.
然后她就试,
and I saw it coming. The curses came.
我就看见那个咒诅就进来,
and I turned it around.
然后我就赶紧那个转身,
把那个飞镖转向他。
然后我就把那个飞镖射回去, turn the arrow.
And she was, I saw in the spirit she was hit and she vomited blood. She was hit and she vomited blood.
Okay, she被打中了，打中了抽血死了。Okay.
要吃甜。Inner
hurt, inner.
Hallelujah. You must know who you are.
你要知道你是谁。
Please don't ever be afraid of the devil anymore.
所以不要再害怕邪恶。
Because of redemption.
因为我们已经被救赎。
Number two.
第二条。
What does the blood brings into our life?
那么这个血带给我们什么?
It brought forgiveness of sin.
它就是为我们赦罪，赦去了那个罪。
Isaiah chapter 1 verse 18.
在以赛亚,
一章十八节, Isaiah 43 verse 25 and 26.
以赛亚43章25、26节。
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 7.
然后以弗所说第七章第七节。
He said, in whom you have redemption, even the forgiveness of sin through his blood.
当你是被救赎的时候, 你所有的罪都被赦免了。
God forgave our sins.
神赦免了我们所有的罪。
This is the greatest comfort that any human being can hear from the lips of our God.
这是我们作为人类能从神的嘴里听到最有安慰的一句话。
Where God say, I forgive your sins.
因为神说我赦免你的罪。
Because we have all our imperfections and failures.
因为我们都不完全，我们都有失败的时候。
We trip and we fall.
我们会跌倒。
And we wonder how can we come to the presence of a holy God.
我们就在想，我们怎么能再回到神的同在面前。
But because of this great good news that God forgave our sins, we can come back to God.
因为这个伟大的消息，他赦免了我们的罪，我们能回到他的面前。
I want to refer to the Old Testament in the book of Micah.
我们要再看弥迦书。
Chapter 7.
第七章。
The last chapter and in verse 18 and 19.
第七章18、19。
Who is a God like unto thee that pardons iniquity and passes by the transgression of the remnant of his heritage? He retained not his anger forever because he delighted in mercy. He will turn again, he will have compassion upon us. He will subdue our iniquity, and thou wilt cast all your sins into the depths of the sea.
神啊,由何神向你赦免罪孽,饶恕你产业之渔民的罪过,不永远怀怒,喜爱施恩,必再怜悯我们,将我们的罪孽插在脚下,又将我们的一切罪投于深海。
There is one business that God has been doing all this while, and the business is called forgiveness of sin.
那个神,他给我们的一个,他的一个,给我们打交道。他的一个生意。 他的神的一个做的一个生意，就是他赦免我们。他的买卖常常都是，
product is forgiveness of sin.
他生意的那个产品就是他饶恕我们的罪。
In fact, God is so serious about His mission.
神对他自己的那个使命非常的那个郑重。
So serious that He made an oath before the heavens.
所以他在天地之间，他做了一个保证。
In verse 20, he says, Thou wilt perform the truth to Jacob and the mercy to Abraham, which Thou hast sworn unto our fathers from the days of old.
在二十节他说你必按古时起誓应许我们列祖的话向雅各发诚实向亚伯拉罕施慈爱
By his lips God sworn He will forgive our sins
神用他自己的亲口说我们发誓他要赦免我们的罪
You know what it means when God forgives us our sins?
当神赦免我们的罪是什么意义吗你知道
It means he do not retain his anger forever
那就是说他不再向我们发怒
He will not judge us after our sins.
他不会再因着我们的罪来审判我们。
We deserve the capital punishment of death, but God spare us out of His great mercy.
我们实际上是罪该万死的，但是因着他的怜悯，他赦免了我们。
And you know what He says here, verse 19.
他在这十九节说什么
？He said He cast all our sins and cast it into the depths of the sea.
他说他把我们所有的罪投到深海里边。
You know where are your sins today?
你知道你今天的罪在哪里吗
？Into the depths of the sea.
在深海里，海的深处。
Deeper than the Pacific Ocean.
比那个太平洋那个最深处还要深。
And he put our sins right into the depths of the sea.
他会把我们的罪全部投到深海里。
And he put a signboard.
然后他就把这沙包投下去。
No signboard.
那个弄一个标志。
And he said, no fishing.
在那里不要钓鱼。
Don't fish for your sins anymore.
不要再去把你的罪钓上来。
A lot of people are still talking about them. I am an old sinner. Oh, you know, I've done this thing in the past. God will never forgive me.
很多人就说，哎呀，我犯过罪，神不会再原谅我了。
They have gone fishing for their old sins.
他是去把他的罪再一次钓起来。
God says, "I have cast it into the sea. Leave it there."
神说我已经把你的罪投到深海里，不要再去想它。
It's called the sea of the blood of Jesus.
那就是主的血救赎了我们。
You see, a lot of us are still remembering our past sins.
我们很多人还在纪念我们过去的罪。
And that's why we live a life of guilt and shame.
所以我们是还是在罪和那个就是不好羞耻中。
You know why we have such a complex personality? Because we never forgive ourselves.
你知道我们因为我们的人格为什么这么复杂吗？因为我们从来不饶恕我们自己。
God forgave you.
但是神却原谅了你。
It's time for you to forgive yourself.
现在是你饶恕你自己的时候了。
Let go of that burden of condemnation over your own soul.
所以再不要再把罪疚归到你自己身上。
Can I tell you something that is going to shock you?
我再告诉你们，让你们吃惊的一些事情。
God forgive you of your past sin.
神他饶恕你过去的罪。
Amen.
Amen.
And your present sins. Amen.
把你现在的罪也饶恕了。
Are you ready? Even.Your future sins.
把你将来的事那个罪过也饶恕了。
Your past, your present, your future sins are now dealt with by the power of the blood.
主耶稣的宝血把你的过去、现在、将来的所有的罪过都已经。
Do you know?
你知道吗
？If you acknowledge His blood.
你如果有他宝血的知识。
Do you know you enter into an experience called?Eternally forgiven.
你要进入那个永远被饶恕的那个经历里边去。
When you understand this truth,
你知道明白这个真理的时候
，you walk very tall in the spirit world.
你就会在灵里高高的那个抬起头来走路。
You will not be afraid of the ministry of the devil.
你不会再因为你邪恶的工作。
You know what is his ministry?
你知道他的工作是什么吗
？He is called the adversary. He is called the accuser of the brethren.
他就是那个控告弟兄的人。
He say, "Look at him. He has done such a thing. God, you deserve to destroy this person."
他最后能做的就是说，你看那个人，他真是不好。神啊，你应该去惩罚他。
And you look at Satan.
然后你就看着撒旦。
Satan.
撒旦。
You are out of job.
你现在要失业了。
You are unemployed in my life.
你不会在我里边再找到工作。
Because I'm eternally forgiven, you have no job anymore, no more ministry over my life. Go and look for another person.
因为我是永远的被赦免了，所以你在我里边没有工作，你找别人去。
You see, that's how much power you have. If you know the value of the blood of Jesus.
如果你知道就主耶稣的宝血的话，那就是你应该有的知识。
One night,
有一天晚上
，the devil himself, Satan, appeared before Martin Luther.
然后有一天，那个邪恶灵就到马丁路德前面。
And Satan wrote on the wall all the sins of Martin Luther.
然后他就在那个墙上把马丁路德所犯过的一切罪都写出来。
And Martin Luther looked around and said, "Oh, it's only you."
然后马丁路德一转头一看，哦，原来是你啊。
And the devil was very angry. Write some more sins.
然后那个撒旦就很生气，然后再把他的更多的罪写出来。
And he said, "The blood washed it away." And he went to sleep.
然后马丁路德说，那个神的宝血已经洗净了所有的罪，然后他就去睡觉了。
And Satan was eternally unemployed in the life of Martin Luther.
在马丁路德的生命里，撒旦就没有再有工作了。
I have made him unemployed for a long time.
我也在让那个魔鬼失业了很长时间。
When God came into my life in October 1985 with the revelation of the blood, I made him unemployed.
在一九八五年十月，我受得救以后，然后撒旦他在我的
不是得救，当我知道那个启示之后，宝血的启示之后，他就失业了。Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
That's the power of the blood of Jesus.
那就是主耶稣宝血的力量。
Let's come to the third wonderful benefits.
然后第三个益处。
Let's take a look at Hebrew chapter 9.
我们再来看希伯来书第九章。
Hebrew chapter 9 and verse 14. How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God.
何况基督借着永远的灵，将自己无瑕无疵献给神，他的血岂不更能洗净你们的心，除去你们的死刑，使你们侍奉那永生神吗？
This is the third benefit. The blood purge your conscience.
第三个益处就是他的血洗净我们的灵，
不是灵，
哦，洗净我们的心。
那个 soul， 那个是良
心，良
心 ，conscience， 良心。You know why? How Satan always condemn us. He worked very hard on our conscience.
撒旦他工作最，他最能击中我们的地方，他就是来打中我们的良心。
If he can work on your conscience, you will be under his control.
如果他只是对你的良心来打中了的话，你就会受他的控制。
But if your conscience is washed by the blood,
如果你的良心被神的血洗净，
then Romans chapter 8 verse 1 will be your experience in life.
然后罗马书八章一节就会成为你生命的经历。
Romans 8:1, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk after not after the flesh but after the Spirit.
如今那些在基督耶稣里的就不定罪了，因为赐生命圣灵的律在基督耶稣里释放了我们，使我脱离罪和死的律了。
If your conscience is cleansed, you have no condemnation.
如果你的良心被洗净了，你不会再定自己。
And if you have no condemnation in your soul,
如果你的良心不会再定罪的话，
you have holy boldness.
你就会有圣洁的放胆。
You are very bold.
你会很勇敢。
When you have a pure conscience,
当你的良心清洁的时候，
you are not afraid of man.
你不会害怕人。
You are not afraid of the devil.
也不会害怕魔鬼。
You are only afraid of one person, and that is Christ Jesus Himself, our God and Savior.
你唯一会敬畏的就是主耶稣他自己，我们的救主。
Tell you when the blood touches your conscience, you are bold.
当那个宝血洗净你的良心的时候，你会放胆。
You are radical.
你会
radical. You know what radical means?
你很激进。
Is that correct? Okay. Radical. And you walk like a lion.
你像一个狮子一样行走。
Amen. Not like a Mickey Mouse.
而不是像米老鼠一样。
That's why most people have no power because they.They talk like Mickey Mouse.
因为很多人真是像米老鼠那样说话。
One day,
有一天
the richest man that owned all the properties in Jakarta, Indonesia,
在印尼
he was a billionaire.
在一个吉克雅加达有一个那个百万富翁，他是在那里最有钱的一个人。
And I was sitting down, he was right at the other corner.
然后我在这里坐着，他是在那个另外一个地方。
And a pastor came and said, "Brother, would you like to go there? My friend want to talk to you."
然后他们的牧师就跟来跟我说兄弟，你可不可以去那里？我们的那个人想跟你说话。
I said, "No."
我说不可以。
You see.You don't know who he is.
他说你不知道他是谁吗
？I said, who is he?
他是谁呀
？He's the richest tycoon in real estate in Jakarta.
他是那个雅加达最有钱的那个地产大亨啊。
I said, oh, that's good.
哦、oh, ，那很好。
Tell him to come here.
那你叫他过来。
He doesn't want to come, and we operate in power play, power.
然后他不想来，然后我们的那个力量就在斗力斗势。
I understand what is power.
我知道他的力量在哪里。
So he look at me, I look at him.
然后他看着我，我也看着他。
I don't move.
我就不动。
He has to move.
然后他必须过来。
Because I carry a higher ranking than him.
因为我的头衔比他高。
So I wait.
所以我在那儿等。
Take my time.
然后我就慢慢的等。
Dream and dream, smile.
Dream.
And he was eager to meet me. He wants me to lay hand on him.
然后他很着急，他想来见我。
I just drink.
我就在那喝水。
45 minutes later.
45分钟后。
He walked.
然后他就过来。
I said, Ah, that's my name.
那就是我的名字。
Oh, sit down.
那你坐下吧，请坐。
And he talked with me.
然后他就与我交谈。
You see, when you have your conscience is clear, you have boldness.
当你的良心清洁的时候，你就很放胆。
About 4 years ago.
然后四年前。
There was a sister that introduced her husband to see me.
然后有一个姊妹，她把她的丈夫介绍给我。
And he was a tycoon that do business with the president of Indonesia.
他是一个大亨，他与印尼的总统做生意。
He came to my house.
然后他来到我的房子。
Tycoon.
很是个大亨、啊。
I look at him.
然后我就看着他。
Ah, okay.
哦，不错。
I say, what do you want?
你要什么？
My wife say,
我的太太说
you are a prophet.
她说你是个先知。
My wife say, you can solve my business problem.
我的太太说你可以解决我生意上的问题。
I say, oh.
我说是吗？
You want to solve your problem?
你想解决你的问题？
Okay, bow down before me.
你就为我向我低头。
He look at his wife. Who is this man?
然后他就对他太太说，这人是谁呀？
He say, just do what he say.
然后太太说，你就听他的，你就是做吧。
I wait.
然后我就在那儿等着。
I say you want prayer? Bow.
那么你让我为你祷告，你就先向我低头。
He refused.
跪下，他就。
I wait.
然后我就他不那样做，我就等。
Bow.
我说你要跪下。
You must understand, spiritual authority is stronger than any businessman.
你要知道，在属灵里边，你的那个力量比所有的生意人都大。
He has billions of dollars. He has a museum in Singapore.Private museum in Singapore.
他有一个私人的博物馆在新加坡，他是一个就等于是亿万富翁。
Finally, he bowed.
最后他真的是跪下来，他低头了。
And I told him, your business in South Africa has to close. Your business in Hong Kong is in big trouble.
然后我就告诉他，你哪个生意不好，你要关掉，你的香港的生意会不好。
And he said, yes.
他就说是。
I beg you to pray for me.
他说我祈求你为我祷告。
He said, why are you so rude?
你会说，哎呀，你为什么这么无理
？Because I understand something, Philip.
因为我知道，我明白一件事。
God never help proud people.
神不会帮助任何骄傲的人。
God wants to humble him first.
神要他谦卑下。
You don't come before God as a tycoon.
你不会来到神的面前还像一个大亨。
You come before God humbly, ask for His grace.
你到神面前，你要谦卑，要祈求他的恩典。
If I pray for him as a tycoon, I know God will not answer my prayer.
如果我为他做一个大亨去祈求神，神不会回答我。
Because his pride will block the grace of God.
因为他的骄傲会阻挡神的恩典。
But when he humbled himself,
当他谦卑下来的时候
，I knew that is a time for his miracle.
然后我就知道那个神迹会发生了。
So now you don't misunderstand me.
你现在明白我什么意思了
？Certain things I do not because of something. We understand spiritual principles.
我做事情不是因为没有道理，因为我知道属灵的道理。
But until you are bold,
但直到你放胆而行的时候
，you dare not speak boldly.
你就不会去放胆的说话。
Amen.
Amen.
Now we come to the fourth wonderful works of the blood of Jesus.
然后他宝血带给我们第四条好处。
Look at Hebrews chapter 10.
希伯来第十章。
and verse 1 and 2.
第一到二节。
He says, for the law having a shadow of good things to come, and not the very image of the things, can never with those sacrifices which they offered year by year continually make the comer thereof perfect. For then would they not have ceased to be offered, because the worshipper once purged should have had no more conscience of sins.
律法既是将来美事的影儿，不是本物的真相，总不能借着每年长献一样的祭物，叫那近前来的人得以完全。若不然，献祭的事岂不早已止住了吗？因为礼拜的人良心既被洁净，就不再觉得有罪了。
In verse 22, he said, "Let us draw near with a true heart, in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience, and our bodies washed with pure water."
替我们心中天良的亏欠已经洒去，二十二节，身体用清水洗净了，就当存着诚心和充足的信心来到神面前。
If you have a marker pen, color the verse in verse 2 that says, the worshippers once purged should have had no more conscience of sin. Underline, color it, think through it.
然后我们应该把那个第二节用那个彩笔把它涂上，因为这一节很重要，因为这他说若不然献祭的事岂不早已止住了吗？因为礼拜的人良心既被洁净，就不再觉得有罪了。
If you don't understand this verse,
如果你不明白这个经文的话
，you will never have your greatest advancement and personal breakthrough.
你就不会你的灵力能进步，你也不会有你属灵的突破。
Isaiah 43 verse 18 and 19.
以赛亚四十三章十八十九节。
He said, "Forget the former things; consider not the things of old."
他说不要去管以前的事情，过去的就过去了。
Behold, I am about to do a new thing: rivers in the desert.
我要在沙漠里开江河，我要做新的事情。
If you cannot forget the old, God cannot bring in the new.
如果你不把过去的事扔掉的话，神就不会做新的事情。
You know why most people cannot advance in life? Because they are tied down by the old.
你知道很多人为什么不能往前走，就是因为他被过去的事绊住了。
The good old days.
那好日子。
Sometimes I look at some old Christian. They talk to me about 20 years ago, what God did in their life. 30 years ago, what God did in their life. I say, you are outdated.
很多基督徒对我讲二十年、三十年前的事情，我对他说：“你们都过时了。”
I say I'm not interested in your past.
我对你的过去一点不感兴趣。
Tell me what God is going to do today and tomorrow.
告诉我今天神要在你的生命中做什么，今天和明天。
Do you know the good is the enemy of the best?
你知道那个良好是优秀的敌人。
You must let go of the good.
你必须让那个良好走开。
What God has done in your life, lay it all down.
神已经在你生命中做的事情，你把它拿走。
Forget the old.
把过去忘掉。
And go forward for the new that is ahead of you.
然后去追求前面的新的东西。
What am I talking about?
我现在在说什么
？You see, Hebrew 10:2, he says, once you are purged by the blood, you should have no more. Now, in the literal.English, if you have a margin rendering in your Bible, it says, no more consciousness of sin.
因为希伯来第十章第二节说，你应该把那个再次那个着重，就告诉你，如果你真的是良心被清洁，就真的是不再觉得有罪了。
Come, you see, in my central margin, you see, the word consciousness.That's what it means. No more consciousness of sin.
So, 在你的良心里就一点没有罪恶的感觉。
You know what it means?
你明白什么意思吗
？The blood goes right into your soul and purge your memories.
因为主耶稣的宝血真的是进到你的那个灵魂里边，把你的良心洗净了。
No more consciousness of sin.
就一点不再纪念你以前的罪恶。
You see, a lot of us have not allowed the blood to go deep into our internal structure of our soul.
我们很多人都没有让主耶稣宝血真正的进到我们魂里最深处。
You know why?
你知道为什么？
Because most people don't know how to do it.
因为很多人不知道怎么去做。
I travel all over the world. They don't know how to do it. They never heard such a thing.
我真的是在世界各地旅行，没有人知道该怎么去做，他们从来没听说过。
I have to learn how to bring the blood go right into my internal fabrics of my system.
我真的是要告诉他们要怎么把耶稣宝血拿到我们最里边的深处。
Going right into my conscience and right into my memories.
那真的是直接的进到我的良心里边，进到我的那个记忆里边。
Memories are the deepest part of our soul.
我们的记忆是我们魂里边最深的地方。
Conscience is one of the functions of the human spirit.
良心是我们灵里边的一个功用。
Watchman Nee wrote a book and says, conscience is one of the functions of the human spirit.
然后那个尼托生说，他就说良心是我们里边最那个一个灵里边的一个功用。
So the blood touched the deepest part of your soul and touched the deepest part of your spirit.
所以那个宝血进到你良心里边最深的地方和你灵里边最深的地方。
The blood,
主耶稣的宝血
affect the spiritual world.
它会影响你灵里边的层次。
If he can touch your human spirit, he can touch the spirit world.
如果他能来触摸你的灵，他会在灵里边产生很大的影响。
Most people have such a shallow knowledge of the blood. They say, "Oh, I thought I'm covered by the blood." I look at them, I say, "You have no stuff."Your knowledge is so shallow. The blood doesn't work in your life.
我们很多人只是在有一个对主耶稣的宝血有一个很浅显的认识。我对他说，你真的是还不知道主耶稣的宝血。
They say we are covered by the blood.
我们都说我们被宝血遮盖。
I said, no, you don't know how to work it in. I work it in for 3 years in my life.
但是你却不知道怎么用那宝血来真正的进到你的灵里面。我自己用了3年的时间用宝血来洗净我。
That's why spiritual ranking comes by hard work.
你的属灵的那个层次是要用努力来争取的。
Oh, I'm covered by the blood.
我要说啊，我被宝血遮盖。
No power.
没有能力。
纸上谈兵。
It's talking on paper.
That's why the devil doesn't fear the blood.
那就是为什么那个魔鬼他不害怕那宝血。
Because the word.
因为那个话。
It's not in you.
是没有在你里边。
So don't come and tell me, oh, I'm covered by the blood. What? You mean the devil can attack me? I'm covered by the blood.
然后我就会说啊，我为什么宝血遮盖？那个魔鬼不能来触摸我。
Because every time a person talk to me, I discern their levels in the spirit.
每个时候人来对我谈话的时候，我就能那个知道他灵里边的那个层次。
I always size people up in the spirit.
我总是在那个灵里来感觉他的。
And if they try to be somebody higher when they are not, I pull them down to where they are.
如果他在灵里想把他自己提高的话，我总是把他拉下来，到他应该在。
You come and talk to me, I will pull you down, I size you up.
如果你不相信的话，你来跟我谈话，我会把你拉到你该到的地方。
You know why the power, the blood has no power?
你知道那个宝血没有能力吗？
Because we never allow the blood to go right into our internal system of our being.
我们因为没有能力，就是因为我们没有让宝血真正是来到我们的极深的里边。
Today, Christians are powerless.
今天的基督徒真的是没有能力的。
Because we never pay a price.
因为我们没有付代价。
We take the Bible like any ordinary book.
我们把圣经当作一本普通的书。
And read and chuck it aside like a novel.
然后就像当一本小说一样来读。
You know, the great man of God, A.W. Tozer, lived in your city years ago.
你知道有个神的一个伟人，他在我们这个城市。
陶氏。Heard of him? Read his books? Tozer.
陶氏。
Every morning, 5:30, he would go to Toronto Beach. He knew down.
他每天早上5:30，他要到多伦多的那个海边，他在那儿跪下。
And there he spent time on his knees before God.
然后他就在他的膝盖上面与神。
He never read his Bible except on the knees.
他从来不，他只有跪下的时候他才读圣经。
That's why Tozer wrote things that impacts today's Christian.
那就是为什么陶氏他所写的著作，他影响了很多基督徒。
But today.
但是今天。
When we read our Bible.
我们读圣经的时候
we never value this as the word of God.
我们真的是没有把它当成神的话那样来读。
Your attitude must change.
你的态度一定要改变。
If your attitude towards Bible reading don't change, the word will never impact your life.
如果你读圣经的态度不改变的话，那个话，神的话永远不会改变你的生命。
The word is so powerful.
神的话是如此的有能力。
Sometime one verse, it took me 3 months just to read one verse.
有的时候，神一个句子，我要用3个月来读。
Because it will rock my system. It's so powerful.
因为它会震动我整个人，它是那样的有力量。
But I find people can read chunks and chunks and no impact.
然后我看的人读了一张又一张，一点变化都没有。
It's time we read our Bible with a holy reverence.
然后我们真的是要带着神圣的尊重来读我们的圣经。
I said, God, speak to me.
要说神啊，对我说话。
God, I have nothing. I'm bankrupt in my soul.
要告诉神，我的灵已经破产了。
Many Christians are living a life of spiritual bankruptcy.
很多基督徒他们的灵里是破产的。
The word.It's not inside them.
神的话没有在他们那边。
That's why how can the power of the blood works?
那为什么是就是那就是为什么神的能力出不来。
The fifth wonderful benefits of the blood.
第五个好处，神宝血的好处。
The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 4 verse 16, Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we might obtain mercy and find grace to help in times of need.
是希伯来书第四章第十六节，所以我们只管坦然无惧地来到施恩的宝座前，为要得连续蒙恩惠，做随时的帮助。
Hebrews chapter 10 verse 19.
第十章第十九节。
Underline it with a colored pencil.
然后用你的那个彩色笔把它涂下来，记下。
Years ago.
很多年前。
I took 1 year.
我用了一年的时间。
365 days.
365天。
Just to meditate on this verse.
就来记这些经节。
Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus.
弟兄们，我们既因耶稣的血得以坦然进入至圣所。
To you is just words printed in ink, black ink.
对你来说，只是在白纸上的一点黑字。
But to me.It was my life-changing experience.
对我来说，却是改变我生命的一个经节。因为很多年前
，in 1986，
在1987年，86年
，I prayed a prayer.
我做了这样一个祷告。
I said, God.
我说神啊。
I want to visit heaven.
我想去访问天堂。
So I went and see my pastor.
然后我就去找我的牧师。
I said, Pastor.
我就说牧师啊。
Can you agree with me in prayer?
我就说你能跟我同心合一祷告吗
？And the senior pastor said, "Sure. What is your prayer?"
然后我的牧师说，是当然可以啊，一定要祷告什么
？I said, "Can you agree with me that I will have visitation to heaven?"
我说你能跟我一起祷告，同心合一，让我去能去访问天堂吗
？His face turned pale.
然后他就真是脸都变绿了。
Nobody prays such a prayer.
没有人做这样的祷告。
It's a ridiculous prayer.
那很荒谬的。
I cannot agree with you. Go.
我不会跟你同心合一，你走吧。
I went to the elders.
然后我就找我们长老。
I said, "Can you agree with me in prayer?"
我就说你能跟我一起同心合一祷告吗
？He said, "What prayer?"
什么祷告
？That God will answer my prayer. I will visit heaven.
我就说神要答应我的祷告，我要去天堂。
I remember one elder was choked.
然后我们长老就说不出话来了。
But I was so naive.
我是这样的单纯天真。
I don't know why, but God put a desire in my heart.
我不知道为什么，但是神把这样的愿望放在我的心里。
And they all get and say.You have been too radical. You are out of your mind. Please be down to earth.
然后他们就说你太激进了，你都可能有疯狂了。你还是那个安分点吧。
God can never answer such a prayer.
他说神从来不会做这样的回答这样的祷告。
I believe their words.
我就相信了他们的说法。
Because they are my senior.
因为他们在灵里比我长进。
I went home.
然后我就回家了。
I said God.
我就说神啊。
I want to visit you.
我想来访问你。
But.My pastor said I can never visit you.
但是我的牧师说他我不可以这样做。
So I'm going to drop that desire.
所以呢我就把这样的欲望放下来。
It's wishful thinking.
只是说是我的想望而已。
梦想而已。
我的梦想而已。
So I dropped it.
所以我就把它放下来。
I went to pray.
我就去祷告。
And as I pray,
我就祷告的时候
again out from my innermost being, a desire to visit heaven.
然后从我的内心深处，我就只有这样的欲望，我要去访问天堂。
I stopped praying.
然后我就不再祷告。
I took a 3 days break.
然后我就三天都在休息。
I come back again.
然后我又再来祷告。
And I start praying.
我就开始又祷告。
And deep within me, the desire came again, the desire to go to heaven.
然后那样内心深处的那种欲望又冉冉升起，我要访问天堂。
I was frightened.
我都被他吓到。
I took a 1 week break.
我就一个星期也不要祷告。
Maybe it's my mind working on me.
或许是我真是有块疯狂的想法。
And I pray again after 1 week.
一个星期以后我又开始祷告。
Again, the deep desire began to well up within me.
然后那个内心的想法又真的是深深的燃起来。
And I knew that it is not my desire, it is a holy desire of God.
我才那时候才知道，不是我自己的想法，而是神圣的欲望放到了我的里边。
But no man gave me the answer how to go to heaven.
但是没有人能教我怎么去做那样的事情。
I said, God.
我就说神啊。
Please drop down the chicken ladder. Let me climb it up.
你就说把天梯放下来，让我爬上去。
Or send me a chariot and I sit on it and you ride me back to heaven.
然后或者把活的灿烂车拍下来，那么我就搭着上去。
I said, Lord, I do not know how.
神啊，我不知道怎么做。
So I pray for months and months.
我就是累月的祷告。
And one day,
有一天
my eyes fell on that verse.
然后我的眼睛就看到了这点经
节。Let us come into the holiest by the blood of Jesus.
让我们借着主耶稣的宝血来坦然无惧地进到他的面前。
And the Holy Spirit spoke to me.
然后圣灵就对我说话。
He said, "Where is the most holiest place in the universe?"
他说，你知道整个宇宙里边最圣洁的地方在哪里吗
？I said, "Lord, I think it's heaven."
我说主啊，我认为是天堂。
He said, "Son, you have found the key today."
他说，孩子，你找到了钥匙。
This is your passport to heaven.
那就是你到天堂的护照。
I got the access card to go to heaven.
我就得到了那个护照进天堂。
The blood of Jesus.
就是主耶稣的宝血。
And I start believing it, working on it.
然后我就开始这样相信，我也开始这样去行动。
And 1.5 years later.
然后一年半以后。
I was taken on a visit to heaven.
然后我真的是就去拜访了天堂。
In 1987.
在1987年
，And I saw the glories of heaven for the first time.
我就第一次看见天国的荣华。
You see, to you, you just read a verse, but to me, I work on that verse, and it become a life-changing experience for me.
对你来说，可能就是读那个经节，但是对我来说，却是改变生命的经历。
You must understand, the Bible says in Ephesians chapter 2.
你要知道，圣经在以弗所书第二章。
And verse 16.
第十六节
and that he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereof.
既在十字架上灭了冤仇，便借着十字架使两下归为一体，与神和好了。
Verse 18, for through him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father.
第十八节，因为我们两下借着他被一个圣灵所感，得以进到父面前。
Through the blood of Jesus.Point number 5, we have access to God and His holy presence.
所以第五点就是借着主耶稣宝血，我们能坦然无惧地来到他的面前。
You know, a lot of people try to have breakthrough entering into the presence of God.
很多人真的是努力想突破，能进到神的面前。
And when those days when I begin to pray, I spend 7 hours in prayer.
那些日子，我一天7个小时在祷告。
I want to press into the presence of God.
我真的是要努力的进到神的面前。
I pray and pray every day for 7 hours.
我真的是一天7个小时的不停的祷告。
And one day,
有一天
the revelation of the blood of Jesus came.
然后主耶稣宝血的启示就到。
And I have access into His presence.
然后我就进到了他的面前。
And I knew there was a secret passageway into the presence of God.
我就知道有一条秘密的通道可以进到他的面前。
And soon I enter into his presence.
然后我就进到了他的面前。
I begin to walk in his presence.
我就在他的同在里行走。
And then I begin to allow the blood of Jesus to be an access passageway into the cloud of glory.
然后主耶稣的宝血就是那条秘密的通道，我一次进到神的荣耀。
Many times the cloud will come into my room.
很多次神的荣光的云彩到我的屋子里
and you're frightened because God came into the room
然后你就会惧怕因为神的同在来到了
but I knew that I can have boldness to the blood
但是我知道借着宝血我要有放胆无惧
and I enter into the cloud
我就进到了云里边。
Many times,
很多次。
It was a wonderful experience to abide in the cloud of God.
然后就是我就真的是住在那个里边。
I remember about 4 or 5 years ago, I was preaching in Chicago.
然后我知道4、5个礼拜以前我在芝加哥讲道。
And I saw the glory cloud came into the hotel.
然后我就看见神的荣耀就进到那个旅馆里。
I ran back into my room.
我就赶紧跑回我的房间。
And I say, God, as Moses abide in the cloud, Lord, today by the blood of Jesus, I will abide in Your presence.
我就说主啊，像当年摩西在那头云彩里边一样，我今天要借着主的宝血，我也要住在那头云里边。
And the cloud came into my room.
然后那头云就来到我的屋子里。
And it was time for me to preach.
然后我的要讲到的时间到了。
I was weeping before the presence of God.
我在神的同在面前，我就哭泣。
They telephoned me.
然后他们就打电话给我。
I dare not move.
我就不敢动。
They came knocking at my door.
然后他们就来敲我的门。
I dare not move.
我也不敢动。
Because of the cloud was in the room.
因为那朵云在我的屋子里。
I was late for 45 minutes.
我迟到了45分钟。
They knock and say, 谭牧师啊，迟到了。
The knock on my door said, Reverend, you are late.
The conference had 1,000 over people.
那个聚会的人有上千人。
And I refused to move.
我是拒绝动。
For 45 minutes, I was late for my speaking.
我是迟到了45分钟。
I was waiting there.
我在那里等着，等候。
I said, Lord.
我说神啊。
I love your presence.
我爱你的，我喜爱你的同在。
I don't wish to be in any other place.
我不想到任何别的地方去。
I don't even want to preach this morning.
我真的不太愿意去讲道。
But Lord,
但是神啊。
They are knocking at the door.
但是他们现在在敲门。
Would you allow me to leave?
你允许我去吗？
I will come back very quickly.
然后我就快快地回来。
And I felt the peace of God.
然后我就感到神的平安赐给我。
I got up.
然后我就站起来。
I went down with them.
然后我就跟他们一起下楼。
When I walked into the elevator,
我走到电梯的时候，
the two persons that came to escort me was silent.
然后跟我在一起的人，他们都不讲话。
They dare not talk to me.
然后他们不敢说一句话。
Because they saw the glory of God on me.
然后他们就看见神的荣耀在我身上。
I walked into the room.
我就进到那个屋子里。
People fell on the left and on the right.
然后人们就在那里就都躺倒了。
I went up to the pulpit.
然后我就走到讲台面前。
I couldn't preach.
我就真的是说不出话来。
Because of the presence of God.
因为神的同在。
And the glory came down.
然后神的荣光又降下。
And people start screaming.
然后人们就开始惊叫。
And God began to touch them.
然后神就开始触摸他们。
That morning I didn't preach.
那天早上我根本是什么也没说。
But the glory came and touched them for almost 1.5 hours.
但是神的荣耀却来到他们中间1.5小时。
I finished my ministry.
我结束我的事工。
I told them.I don't want to go for lunch. I want to go back to my room.
我说我不想去吃午饭，我想回到我的屋子里。
I go back to the room.
然后我就回到我的房间。
God.
我就说神啊。
I've done my duty.
我已经做了我该做的。
I'm here right now.
我现在回来了。
Oh God.
我是我的主。
I'm here right now. For you, Lord.
我现在在这里就只为了你。
And the cloud came.
然后那朵云又来了。
It was a wonderful thing.
那真是一个奇妙的事情。
You know why sometimes.We don't have such supernatural encounters.
你知道为什么我们没有这样超自然经历吗？
Because we don't understand protocol.
因为我们不知道那里边的意义。
We rush in and out of the presence of God irreverently.
我们真的是没有带着尊敬进到或者出去。
Many times you spend time in prayer, the telephone call, you rush and take up the phone.
很多时候我们在祷告的时候电话响了我们就赶紧去接电话。
We never respect the presence of God.
我们没有尊重我们神的同在。
That's why very few of us have powerful visitation from heaven.
那就是为什么我们中间极少有人有这样从天的大能的造访。有一天。
There was a woman that knew God.
有一个姊妹她知道神。
And he told the secretary.
然后。
Told the secretary.
他告诉那个秘书
Even if the president of America called, tell him to wait.
他说不管是美国的总统打电话给你，你都要告诉他要等着。
Don't disturb me. Even if a bomb bursts and blasts on the outside, don't disturb me.
哪怕是外边发生爆炸，你都不要来打搅我。
That woman understand God. She doesn't want to be disturbed because he was having an audience with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
因为他是在与我们的万王之王、万主之主在一起，他不想被打搅。
That woman had access into the presence of God.
那个姊妹，她就有来到神同在的钥匙。
When that woman speak,
当那个姊妹说话的时候
，Benny Hinn will be sitting on the front row copying notes.
然后 Benny Hinn 他就会坐在最前排 来做笔记。
Benny Hinn tell the whole world, when that woman speak, I will sit there and copy notes.
然后 Benny Hinn 就对世界的人说，他说当那个姊妹讲话的时候，他说我会坐在第一排来记笔记。
Because that woman knew God face to face.
因为那个姊妹她与神面对面的在一起。
I pray that we will not be careless.
然后我就祷告我们不要这么粗心大意。
When we spend time with God,Treat it as a holy appointment.
当我们花时间与神同在的时候，我们要知道那是一个神圣的约会。
No doubt, the blood is our access.
没有疑问，主耶稣的宝血就是那把钥匙。
But when we are in the presence of God,
但是当我们进到神的同在的时候
，Please honor God, respectfully and reverently.
来用你至高的尊敬来尊敬他。
That's the way we have fellowship with God.
那是应我们应该与神交通的方式。
You want to know protocol?
你要知道那个秘密是什么吗
？Protocol.
Protocol. 交通，你的协议。
If you meet the Queen of England today, Elizabeth.
如果你去见伊丽莎白女王。
If you don't dress properly, you can get out of Buckingham Palace. Get out.
如果你穿着不得体的话，你会从白金汉宫被驱逐出去。
If you meet the president in the White House in America,
如果你去白宫见美国总统的话
，If you are not properly dressed, you are out.
如果你穿着不得体，你也会被驱逐出去。
That's protocol.
那就是你的衣着。
Moses understand protocol.
摩西他知道这个衣着。
He says in Exodus 3, take off your shoe.For the place you stand on is holy ground.
因为神在那儿对他说：“你把你的鞋脱下来，因为这个地方是圣的。”
That's protocol.
那是你的衣着。
No doubt we have access.
没有问题，我们有那个钥匙。
But we must have the right attitude.
但是我们要有正确的态度。
One day,
有一天
it was so hot.So hot, the temperature was so hot, over 33 degrees.
有一天那个温度很高，三十三度以上。
So, I was just singlet and shorts.
我是穿的那个短裤短袖。
And I went into the presence of God.
我就进到神的同在里。
And the Holy Spirit asked me.
然后这圣灵就对我说。
What are you doing?
你在这里做什么
？I said, Lord, I'm praying.
我说神啊，我在这里祷告。
So I continue to pray.
然后我就一直祷告。
Second time, the Holy Spirit said, Son, what are you doing?
然后第二次那个圣灵又说，孩子你在做什么
？I said, Lord, I'm seeking God.
我在说主啊，我在寻求神。
And I continue to pray.
然后我就继续祷告。
And the third time, the Holy Spirit asked me.
然后第三次那个圣灵又在问我
，Son, what are you doing?
孩子你在做什么
？I'm praying.
我说我在祷告。
I realize.
我才意识到。
Why would the Holy Spirit ask me the same question three times?
我说为什么圣灵三次问我同样的问题
？I reply him, he's not spiritually deaf. How come he asked me three times?
我已经回答他了，他又没有聋，他为什么还在问我
？I ponder.
我就开始思想。
Why?
为什么
？Then I look at my body.
然后我就看看我自己。
哎呦！
哦，我意识到。
Dressed in shorts, meeting the Holy God. Oh.I ran out into the room, get a blanket. I came back, cover my whole body. I said, "Here I am, my Lord."
我才看见我穿的是短袖短裤，我赶紧去拿了一个床单把自己裹起来，然后我才回来。我说，神啊，我在这里。
And the Holy Spirit said, "You can continue."
然后圣灵就对我说，你可以继续祷告了。
You see, we don't understand God.
你要知道，我们不认识神。
You know the dialect.In Taiwan, it says, "Chin chin chai chai," you know, anyhow, anyhow, anyway.
台湾话说就是开秀。
We cannot have a lax and loose attitude.
我们不可以这么随便。
Do you know that?
知道吗？
One day,
有一天，
there was a businesswoman came and see me.
有一个做生意的姊妹来见我。
She was in her early 50s.
她是五十岁左右。
And she wear a very short mini skirt.
她却穿了一个超短裙。
And she sit in front of my office.
她就在我的办公室前坐下来。
She said, Pastor, I need prayer for my business.
她说，牧师啊，我要为我的那个生意祷告。
I'm praying for my, I think $3 or $4 million deal.
我是有一个三四百万的交易。
I look at her.
然后我就看着她。
I said, Get out.
我就说你出去吧。
You mean you want me to reveal so much flesh in front of me? Girl, go back and change your clothes and come and see me again. I will not see you in this attire.
我就对他说，你这个衣着太短，你回去多穿点衣服再回来，我不要见你。
You know why?
你知道为什么？
Because God is living on the inside of me.
因为神住在我的里边。
You do not know sometime when I look at you, it's not me, it's God looking at you.
有时候我看着你的时候，不是我在看你，是神在看你。
Many times when I look at people, the judgment of God will strike.
当我看着有时候看着人的时候，神是在审判你。
Because sometimes it's not me looking at people, it's God looking from the inside of my eyes through me and looking at them.
有时候我在看人的时候，不是我在看，是神的灵通过我的眼睛在看你。
Get out.
你出去吧。
She went out.And she told the secretary, "Oh, give him offering, and he's so rude to me."
然后我就，他就对我的秘书说，啊，我都给他做奉献，他这么对我无礼。
Nobody talked to me like that.
没有人对我这么说话。
They've never seen a pastor like that.
他们从来没看过那个牧师那么做。
She went back and changed into a gown.
然后他就出去了，就穿了一个长袖长裙过来。
She came back.
然后他再回来了。
I said, "Good."
我就说很好。
Now you can tell, talk to me.
然后你现在可以跟我说话。
Protocol.
衣着。
You come before God.
你到来到神面前的时候。
Protocol is very important.
你的衣着很重要。
Some people, you know, chewing gum. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I tell you, this people doesn't know the Holy Ghost.
有的人真是嘴里嚼着口香糖在说哈利路亚，这些人真的是不认识神。
They can howl all they want, but they will never have the Holy Presence.
他可以说什么都可以，但是他却没有得到圣灵。
One day I was preaching in Australia.
有一天我在澳大利亚讲道。
I look and I say, brother, take out your chewing gum right now.
我对他说，你把你口里的那个口香糖吐出来。
When I'm preaching the Holy Word, you eat chewing gum. Take it out right now.
我说我在讲神的神圣的话，你把你的口香糖吐出来。
And you look at me. Me? I said, Yeah, you.
他就看着我说，是我吗？我说是。
You don't take a chewing gum. No more preaching. I look at you.
我就说，你如果不把口香糖拿出来，我就不再讲道。
And he took it out.
然后他就拿出来。
I said, Now we can continue preaching.
然后我就说，现在我们可以继续讲道。
You know this pulpit is holy.
你知道这个讲台是神圣的。
Because the word is holy.
因为神的话它是神圣的。
But sometimes we have a wrong attitude.
但是我们的态度却不是正确的。
Change your attitude and you have breakthrough in your fellowship with God.
你应该是改变你的态度，你跟神的关系就会有突破。
And point number six.
第六条。
Let's take a look at 2 Peter.
我们来看彼得后书。
Chapter 1.
第一章。
Verse 4.
第四节。
Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises.That by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust.
因此，他已将又宝贵又极大的应许赐给我们，叫我们既脱离世上从情欲来的败坏，就得与神的性情有份。
How can we be in a position we can receive all those great and precious promises?
我们怎么来进到那个地位？我们能得到神极大的应许。
How can we come into a position and reality that we can become partakers of these promises?
我们怎么来进到那个地位？我们能成为他应许的得着的人
？The key is in verse 9.
那个钥匙就是在第九节。
But he that lacked these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and has forgotten that he was purged.From his old sins.
人若没有这几样，就是眼瞎，只看见近处的，忘了他旧日的罪，已经得了洁净。
Verse 9 talks about He was purged of his old sins by the blood.
第九节就是说，他过去的罪已经得了洁净。
Through the blood,
借着神的宝血。
All the promises of the Bible is yea, yea and amen.
所有神的应许都是真的。
Without the blood,
没有神的宝血。
Every word,
所有的话
is just letters and ink.
就是字句。
But through the blood.
但是借着神的宝血
they become great and precious promises.
他们就成了又大又真的
through the blood,
借着神的宝血
you become partakers of these promises.
你们就成了得着那个应许的人
That's why a lot of us
那就是为什么我们中间很多人
are not seeing the reality of the promises coming to pass.
就没有看见那个应许成就
Without the blood,
没有神的宝血
there is no fulfillment.
就没有应许成就
You see,You know, in Genesis 15, Abraham finally understood.
在创世纪十八章，亚伯拉罕十五章，亚伯拉罕最后明白。
He said, "Oh God, seeing I'm childless, how can I have a child?"
他就说，神啊，你看我现在根本都没有孩子，我怎么能得到一个孩子
？Except if I go through the steward, Eliezer.
然后我只是叫我的仆人，以利的。
He knew God promised him to become a father.
他知道神应许他要成为一个父亲。
But he had no ability to bring the promise and the prophecy to pass.
但是他自己却没有那样的能力去成就那样的应许。
And suddenly Abraham fell asleep.
然后亚伯拉罕就睡着了。
And in a dream,
在他的梦里
God cut the covenant.
人就跟他立约。
When you cut an animal, there is a shedding of blood.
当你把那个牲畜杀了的时候，血就流出来。
It is through the shedding of blood.
是因着那个流血。
What God promised Abraham can become a possibility.
因着流血，神所应许的才能成为真实。
Many intercessors.
许多代祷的人。
Pray and pray and pray and nothing happens.
祷告了又祷告，却没有事情发生。
They have no demonstration. They have no miracles.
他们没有看见神迹，没有看见成就。
Because they have no knowledge.
因为他们没有那样的知识。
All they know is pray and pray and pray.
他们知道的只是祷告了又祷告。
But no knowledge.
却没有那样的知识。
I look at them.
我看着他们。
I said, "When? How long you to pray?"
我说你们祷告了多长时间
？Another 1,000 days.
再也有一千天吗
？It will not come to pass.
也不会成就。
You got to know how to birth the promises.
你要知道怎么来让他那个应许成就。
The blood.
你是神的宝血。
Made you a partaker.
才使你成为那样的应许的得着者。
You will enter into holy participation and partnership with God.
你就会进入那神圣的得着，成为那样的一份子。
Romans 15.
罗马书十五章。
Romans chapter 15.
罗马十五章
and verse 8 now I say that Jesus Christ was a minister of the circumcision for the truth of God to confirm the promises made unto the fathers
chapter 15 right?
verse 8
verse 8我说基督是为神真理做了受割礼人的执事，要证实所应许列祖的话。
Now, he continued to make about the prophecy of Isaiah in verse 12.
他在第十二节里在说以赛亚所预言的。
It was talking about Jesus first coming to the earth.
他是在说主耶稣要来到地上。
He was to become the savior of the Gentiles.
他要成为外邦人的救主。
And we know that he became a savior through being a redeemer on the cross.
他要因着他在十字架上的牺牲，他才能成为我们的救主。
That's how he confirmed the truth that he promised to the fathers in verse 8.
那就是他怎样来印证第八章第八节的应许。
And so in verse 13, now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost.
所以第十三节说，但愿使人有盼望的神，因信将诸般的喜乐平安充满你们的心。
Jesus Christ confirmed the truth, and the promise to the fathers by his death at the cross.
主耶稣借着他在十字架上的死，印证了神所应许给我们的。
Amen.
Amen.
That's the sixth benefit through the blood. The promises one by one will come to pass.
第六个好处就是因着他的宝血，一个一个的应许都要来成就。
The seventh wonder is in 1 Peter chapter 1.
第七个好处是在第
一章三十节。彼得前书。
彼前。
Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled and that fades not away, reserved in heaven for you.
愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他曾遭自己的大怜悯，借耶稣基督从死里复活，重生了我们，叫我们有活泼的盼望，可以得着不能朽坏、不能玷污、不能衰残，为你们存留在天上的基业。
Verse 3 talks about how he was crucified and he was resurrected from the dead.
第三节是说他怎么来钉上十字架，然后复活。
Because of his death.
因着他的死。
Verse 4 you have an inheritance.
所以你就得到了基业。
Ladies and gentlemen, through the blood of Jesus, you have an inheritance.
借着耶稣的宝血，你有了基业。
You see, most people don't understand inheritance.
很多人都不知道基业是什么。
Until one day,
直到有一天
God took me to the treasury room in heaven.
主耶稣，神带我到了天堂的那个宝库里。
I went into the treasury room.
然后我进到那个宝库屋子。
And I saw the things that were in the treasury room, the treasures.
然后我就在那个宝库里边看见了各样的宝藏。
And God gave me a key.
然后神就把一个钥匙给我。
He said, "From today."
他说从今天开始。
You have the ability to access the treasury room of heaven.
他说从今天开始你就能来进到这个宝藏。
And from today, everywhere you go, all over the earth.
从今天开始你到世界的各地去。
You will have the power to impart the treasures of heaven upon my Joseph and upon all those that need the prosperity that needs every needed provision as you pray for them, heaven will supply.
他说从今天开始你到世界你会把这样的恩膏分给那些约瑟们把他是那些需要的人他们都能来进到这个宝库里边得着。
We have an inheritance.
我们有天上的基业。
10 years from now,
从十年以后
I will be preaching on this message on the mystery of our inheritance.
我会再来讲这个基业的是奥秘。
Can I tell you one of the mysteries?
我能告诉你其中的一个。
I know this is not a charismatic setting.
这有点太那个属灵了。
But can I share?
我可以讲一点点吗？
What is inheritance?
什么是这我们的基业？
Just last month.
上个月。
I was in Taiwan.
我在台湾。
I went to a forest of national park.
我在那个一个国家森林公园，在台中。
And I went to the forest. I felt there was something in the forest.
然后我就觉得在那个林子里边有什么东西。
An angel was there.
哦，有天使在那里。
So after that, I turned around and walked down the steps.
然后我就看见了以后，我就转过身，从楼梯下走过去。然后我再转身。
I saw a being.
我就看见一个恶魔。
A spiritual being.A heavenly spiritual being.
一个灵体。
And it was 3-story high.
是三层楼那么高。
I look at it.
然后我就看着它。
It was a golden eagle.
哦，是一个金色的鹰。
I told my sister, "Let's get back. I'm going to bring this golden eagle back home."
然后我就说，我们要把这个金色的鹰带回去。
I went back to the forest.
然后我再回到那个森林里。
And I waited before God.
然后我就在神面前等候。
Waiting for the golden eagle to show up.
然后我就再来等这个金色的鹰再出现。
And I asked God.
我就问神。
What is this golden eagle?
我说这个金色的鹰是什么？
And the Lord told me.
然后那主就告诉我。
This golden eagle is an eagle of prosperity.
然后这个金色的鹰就是那个要繁荣的，代表繁荣。
This golden eagle is going to follow you in the ministry and bring and release prosperity on people's life.
他说这个金色的银壶随着你到各样的施工，要把那个繁荣 富有就是带给你的 人。
And the Lord began to tell me,
然后所以就开始对我说话。
He said, this golden eagle in the realm of the spirit is the king of the eagles.
他说这个金色的鹰在属灵的灵界，它是鹰的王，鹰之王。
The eagles are going to help you in your ministry.
这个金色的鹰会帮助你的施工。
I waited.
我在等候。
And it showed up.
然后它就出现了。
It was right on the treetop.
然后他就在树尖上。
I look at the eagle.
然后我就看着那个鹰。
I knew what I do. I knew what I have to do.
然后我就知道我该做什么。
And the eagle came down.
然后那个鹰就飞下来。
Look at me.
就看着我。
I look at him.
我就看着他。
I say.
我就说。
You are mine.
我就说你是我的。
Follow me.
跟着我。
And I walk down.
然后我就开始往下。
Step into my car.
然后我就走到我的车里。
We drive.
我就走。
That great eagle.And he fly along with the car.
然后那个鹰就开始扇动了翅膀，就跟着我的车往前走。
That is what I mean by inheritance.
那就是我所说的基业的遗产。
Christians have no idea what we are talking about today, because we are talking about different level of experience. There are so many things that we miss out.
今天的基督徒真是不知道这个属灵的基业是什么，我们真的是错过了很多好东西。
We don't know how rich our God is.
我们真的是不知道我们的神有多有富有。
And we live such a low, defeated life.
我们却是在过着这样的低下的生活。
As a beggar.
像一个乞丐。
Not knowing we have a rich inheritance as an heir of Christ.
我们却不知道我们是主的继承者。
But you cannot inherit them without the blood.
但是没有他的宝血，我们得不了这他的基业。
Because the Bible says in Hebrew 9.
因为在圣经希伯来第九章。
Hebrew chapter 9, verse 15 to 17.
第九章。
And for this cause, he is the mediator of the New Testament, that by means of death, for the redemption of the transgression that were under the first testament, that are called, that might receive the promise.Of eternal inheritance. For where a testament is, there must also of necessity be the death of the testator. For a testament is of force after men are dead. Otherwise, it is of no strength at all while the testator lives.
第九章第十五、十六节。为此他做了新约的宗保，既然受死赎了人在前约之时所犯的罪过，便叫蒙召之人得着新应许永远的产业。凡有一命，必须等到留一命的人死了，因为人死了一命才有效力。若留一命的尚在，那一命还有用处吗？
God promised us the promise of an eternal inheritance.
神应许我们有永生的基业。
But we will never receive our inheritance.
但是我们却得不着我们的基业。
While the testator, the one that wrote the will means the testament, still lives.
但是当那个立约的人还活着的时候，就没有效果。
Until the testator, Jesus Christ, died, then the will comes into effect.
直到立约的那个人主耶稣他死了的时候，这个约才生效。
When he died, whatever he promised us.Now becomes our inheritance.
当他死的时候，他所立的约现在就成就了。
Do you know today we are rich?
你知道我们今天我们多富有吗？
Because we have such an inheritance.
因为我们有这样的基业。
But because Christians do not know.
但是基督徒却不知道。
We are so rich.
我们是这样的富有。
One day my son came and see me.
有一天我的儿子来看见我。
He said, Dad.
他就说爸爸
I want what you have in your life.
他说我要你生命中所拥有的
I want the prosperity.
我想要你的那个繁荣
And he took out an offering.
然后他就给我一个奉献
He said, Dad, this is my $300 offering. My pocket money for many months. Dad, I want to give it to you.
他说这是我的零花钱300块钱我都给你
And I pray.
然后我就祷告
And I look up to heaven.
然后就看着天堂。
And I went up into the heavens.
我就领你就进到天堂。
Up into the treasury room.
就在那个宝库的屋里。
And took out something from heaven.
然后我就从你那里拿出一个东西。
And I put it into the belly of my son.
我就放到我儿子的肚腹里。
I say, it's granted.
你得着了。
Several months later.
几个月以后。
A brother from Hong Kong.
一个从香港来的弟兄。
Gave my son 10 gold coins, 1 ounce, 10 gold coins, give it to him.
然后他就给了我儿子十个金币。
This is the second time in his life he received 10 gold coins.
那是他第二次在他的生命中得到十个金币。
You see, we have an inheritance that we do not know.
你知道我们的生命中有基业，我们不知道。
We do not know.
我们却不明白。
If I were to tell you some astounding things, you would be stunned. That this is how we are going to operate in the last days.
这是真的是很惊人的事实。我现在要告诉你，在末后的日子就是会这样的运行。
We do not know how powerful God has given us a substance called inheritance.
你都不知道神给我们的基业有多样的能力。
We are living beneath our rich inheritance.
但是我们却活在我们那个基业的下面。
We don't know.
我们不知道。
I told my son.
我告诉我的儿子。
God is going to give you a car.
他要神要给你一辆车。
And we were in heaven.
然后在天堂。
Took the scroll.
我就把那个书卷拿过来。
And came down.
那就下来了。
I said, son, you are going to have a very beautiful car when you grow up.
我就告诉他，儿子，你长大的时候你会有一辆很美的车。
See, we don't understand inheritance.
我们不明白基业。
Do you know that we should not be struggling today?
你知道我们今天不应该在挣扎。
We struggle because we do not know we have an inheritance.
我们挣扎是因为我们不知道我们有这样的基业。
You know, some people, they didn't know that if you have an inheritance, you don't have to slog and work so hard because somebody has left you an inheritance.
如果你知道你有那样的财产可以继承的话，你今天真的是不要那样工作的太辛苦。
If we know,
如果我们知道的话
，recently,
最近
，just about 3 weeks ago,
三个礼拜前
，I was in Taiwan,
我在台湾。
There was a pastor that's building the largest church in Taiwan.
是有一个牧师在建台湾最大的教堂。
But he needs $22 million.
他需要2000万台币。
And he has no money.
他却没有钱
But he knew,
但是他却知道
when this prophet,
当这个先知
when this ambassador of prosperity comes,
当那个使者繁荣的使者来到的时候
he has the money,
他就会有钱
so God told him,
神就对他说
wait,
你要等候
I arrive on Wednesday,
我星期三到他那里
and on Thursday,
在星期四
they sign the first contract,
然后他就签了他的合同
doingexport trading with China and so on, and US million dollar came in.
然后他们就是跟中国签了一些那个协约，然后那个美元就开始进来。
And on Sunday they signed the second contract.
然后在星期天他们又签了第二个合同。
And that very night,
在那天晚上
，the heavens was open.
然后天就开了。
The inheritance came down.
然后他的基业财产就积下来。
One whole row of angels came in.
然后一排的天使下来了。
And every one of the angels carry a gunny sack.
然后每一个天使就拿着一个袋子。
Full of gold coins.
就是装满了金币。
And I look at the pastor.
我就看着那个牧师。
From today.
我说从今天开始。
You will see millions coming in.
你就会每天都看见百万人进来。
And I drop those inheritance into his belly.
然后我就把那些基业放到他的肚腹里。
And he will have the money to pay that building.
然后他就会有钱来盖那个教堂。
See, we don't understand inheritance.
我们不太明白基业。
Because we don't understand higher level impartations.
我们不知道高层次的分次。
Pray that we grow up to another level.
要祷告，我们要成长到进入另外一个境界。
Don't be proud of your level of growth.
不要对你的那个。你的增长的那个进度感到很骄傲。
我常常说，一山比一山高。
I often said one mountain is higher than other.
You think your mountain is high? There's another mountain higher than you.
你觉得你的山高吗？还有一山比你更高。
Learn to grow into the deep mysteries of God.
要学会在神的灵里边长进。
Point number eight.
然后第八条。
What does the blood brings into our life?
宝血还能带给你什么
？Oh, the blood brings the wonderful benefits of healing.
然后他的宝血还能带来医治的恩膏。
First Peter chapter 2:24.
彼得前书。
Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sins should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. First Peter 2:24.
2:24, 第二章第二十四节。他被挂在木头上，亲身担当了我们的罪，使我们既然在罪上死，就得以在义上活。因他受的鞭伤，你们便得了医治。
Now you look at that was a prophecy from Isaiah chapter 53 and verse 5.
那是从以赛亚第五十三章二十五节。
五十三章五节。
五十三章五节给我们的预言。
But he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed.
他为我们担当了我们的罪，他因他所受的鞭伤，我们便得医治；因他所受的刑罚，我们就得了平安。
What happens when Jesus was whipped 39 times on his back?
当主耶稣他的背上受了39个鞭伤的时候。
They say there are 39 major classification of disease in this world.
他们说在这个世上有39种主要的疾病。
And when Jesus was whipped.
当主耶稣受他的鞭伤的时候
The blood came out from his bleeding wound.
当他的那个伤口流出血的时候
We are healed when the blood came out from the weeping wound.
我们就得了医治因着他那个宝血从他那个鞭伤里流出来
When the blood came down from the cross.
当那个宝血从十字架上流下的时候
It was a declaration to the known world that my healing is available today.
那就是表示着我们今天所得的医治已经得了成就了。
Can I tell you something?
我要告诉你一些事情。
That is very shocking.
是很让你吃惊的。
You ready?
你准备好了吗
？God don't heal you because you are a good Christian.
不是因为你是个好基督徒，神才医治你。
If that is so, many people should have been healed.
如果那样的话，许多人都得了医治。
God heals you because you understand His laws.
神医治你是因为你知道他所受的鞭伤。
You can be a good Christian and you don't receive your healing.
你并不是因为你做一个好基督徒你就能得医治。
You are healed when you understand it is the blood that brought healing to you.
你得医治是因为你知道是那个宝血给你带来的医治。
By the stripes you were healed.
因他所受的鞭伤，你得了医治。
It was the blood that came out from the wound of his back that brought you healing.
是因他鞭伤的伤口流出的宝血带给你医治。
So many people say, God, heal me, I'm sick.
很多人说，神啊，你医治我，我病了。
Oh God, heal me, I'm your child.
神啊，你医治我，因为我是你的孩子。
No healing.
却没有发生。
Why?
为什么？
Because you don't walk in his ways.
因为你没有行在他的道中。
I find that many people are not demonstrating the power and the reality of the gospel because they never discover his way.
因为很多人没有得着，是因为他们没有找到神的道而行在当中。
God's way of healing is by the blood.
神医治我们是因着宝血。
So what you need to do is say, God, I come pleading your blood.
你要做的就是说，神啊，我来接受你宝血的医治。
Not coming to God, say, God, I'm a good Christian. I pay my tithes on Sunday. I'm an usher. I'm a deacon. And God not going to hear you.
你来到神面前，你说，神啊，我是个好基督徒，我是个执事，我是个好基督徒，神不会医治你。
God only respect His word.
神只尊敬他自己所过的话。
He is no respecter of person.
他不会因着你是一个个人。
You want things from heaven, you better come by God's way.
如果想从天堂得到什么，你要行在神的道中。
Come with your word and say, God, by your stripes, I receive my healing.
所以你要到神的面前说，因着你所受的鞭伤，神啊，我得着了医治。
Better change your style of praying.
那就会改变你祷告的方式。
Don't just keep praying and mumbling words.
不要只是在说很多废话。
Better know how to come with the word.
你要知道怎么来用神的话。
Point number nine.
第九条。
Luke chapter 10.
路加福音第十章。
I'm very amazed with this crowd. I'm very amazed with this crowd.
我觉得今天在座的使我很吃惊，很惊奇。
You all have photographic memory.
你们好像都有那个照相记忆那记忆力。
You never copy take down notes.
你都没有来记住，没有写下。
I'm amazed that you can remember all that I've said.
我真是很吃惊，你们能记住我所说过的这些话。
Why don't we have a quiz right now?
我们要不来做个小测试。
And let me think how much you have retained those knowledge.
然后我想知道你们听了以后真的是记住多少
It's amazing
真的是很吃惊有人记笔记
太少了
too few
好学生
Some of your good students Hallelujah
Let's look at Luke chapter 10
路加福音第十章
Verse 17
第十七节
And the 70 return again with joy saying LordEven the devils are subjected unto us through thy name. And look at verse 19. Behold, I give unto you powers to tread on serpents and scorpions, and over all the powers of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. And verse 20. Notwithstanding in this, rejoice not that the spirits are subjected unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven.
路加福音第十章第十七节，那七十个人欢欢喜喜地回来说：“主啊，以你的名，就是鬼也服了我们。”然后第十九节，我已经给你们权柄，可以践踏蛇和蝎子，又胜过仇敌一切的能力，断没有什么能害你们。然而不要因鬼服了你们就欢喜，要因你们的名记录在天上欢喜。
Another way to benefit from a meeting is always learn to sit nearer to the front.
你到一个聚会来要得着的话，你要学会坐在前排。
When I go for meeting，
然后我到聚会的当中去。
If I can, I aim for the first row. If I cannot aim for the first row, I aim for the second and the third.
如果我到一个聚会，我不能坐在前排，我就会到第二排或者第三排坐下。
Far, far away.
当你坐得很远的时候
，the impact gets lesser and lesser.
然后那个影响力就会越来越小。
I'm sharing the truth honestly.
我真的是跟你们在说真话。
I do not care whether you hear me or not, but I don't want you to waste your time.
我不知道你听明白了吗？但是我真的是不想你来浪费时间。
So next time when you come for important meeting, take time to come to the front because the impact is never the same, right, brother? It's always good to sit in the front.
所以下次你们要来，你们争取坐在前排。
I always do that for many years.
我总是那样做，许多年我都是那样做。
Okay. I came to a meeting. I said, "Oh, I'm so far. There was thousand open people in the front. You know what I did? I determined to go to the front. I went through the traffic jams, right in the front. And my pastor said, "Where has that guy gone through? Ah, he's over there, sit at the front row. You have a will, you have a way."
有一次我到一个聚会，有上千的人，我离得很远，但是我却挤过很多的人群，我到了前排。他说，只要你有那样的意愿，你就会找到那样的道路。
Amen.
Amen.
Early bird catch the worms.
是早起的鸟得食。
Now in verse 20 it says,
在第二十节说
Rejoice not that the spirits or the demons are subjected unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven.
第二十节说，然而不要因鬼服了你们就欢喜，要因你们的名记录在天上欢喜。
How did your names are written in heaven?
你的名字怎么是记录在天上的
？Because Jesus died for our sins.
因为主耶稣为我们的罪而死了。
Because of his death.
因着他的死
Today we have a place in heaven.
所以我们今天每个人在天上有个位置
And because of his death
因着他的死
In the same verse it says Demons are subjected to you in the name of Jesus.
因着他的死所以在这个节说鬼都服了你们
Do you know you have spiritual authority?
你知道你在灵里有权柄吗
Demons are not afraid of you because you have a loud mouth.
撒旦并不会害怕你，因为你有一个大嘴巴。
Sometimes we thought we shout and the devil will be afraid of us.
有时候我们觉得只要我们大叫，那个魔鬼就会怕了我们。
Devil is not afraid of the volume of your voice. The devil is only afraid of authority.
魔鬼不会因着你的那个嗓门大就怕你，而是因着你的权柄。
That's what he's afraid of.
那就是他所惧怕的权柄。
And you can only have authority if you understood your names are written in heaven.
你必须知道你的名字记在天上，你才知道你有什么样的权柄。
So when you walk in with the blood, you become the Ghostbuster.
所以你的主耶稣的宝血在你身上，你就成了那个抓鬼专家。
Look at Ephesians chapter 2.
来看以弗所书第二章。
Verse 5 and 6.
第五到六节。
Even when we were dead in sins, has quickened us together with Christ. By grace you are saved, and has raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
以弗所第二章第五到六节。当我们死在过犯中的时候，便叫我们与基督一同活过来。你们得救本乎恩，他又叫我们与基督耶稣一同复活，一同坐在天上。
Verse 5 say we are saved by the grace of God.
第五节说我们被神的恩典所救。
And we know salvation comes to the cross.
我们知道恩典是从十字架上出来的。
The blood brought salvation.
是主耶稣的血带来救恩。
But then, in the next verse.
然后在第二节。
He says that you are now seated together with Christ in the heavenly places.
他就说我们现在与基督一同复活，坐在天上。
Do you know you have a seat?
你知道你在天上有个座位吗？
Do you know you have a throne?
你知道你有个宝座吗？
You are seated where Christ sit.
你坐在主耶稣的旁边。
And where does Christ sit?
你知道主耶稣坐在哪里？
He sits on the throne at the right hand of the Father. Hebrew chapter 1 says so.
希伯来第一章说他坐在父神的右边，坐在宝座上。
Christ sits on the throne.
主耶稣他坐在宝座上。
You know who sits on the throne?
你知道还有谁坐在宝座上吗？
Only kings.
只有王在坐在宝座上。
Do you know that when you sit on the throne, you have power, you have authority?
当你坐在宝座上，你知道你有权柄，你有能力。
We don't understand.
我们却不太明白。
That because we are saved, now we are seated there.
你不知道，你被救以后，你就坐在天上。
By the blood of Jesus, we sit where Christ sit.
因着主耶稣的宝血，我们坐在主耶稣坐的地方。
And you have authority.
你有权柄。
Over principalities and powers.
你对那个邪恶的国度那些权柄有你胜过他们。
Where is Christ's throne today?
你知道耶稣的宝座今天在哪里？
Christ's throne is in the very heaven, far above every principalities and powers that reside in the second heaven.
你知道主耶稣宝血，主耶稣现在坐在天上最高的地方，胜过一切的黑暗的势力权势。
You are seated far above the demons.
你坐在远远高过那一切邪恶的地方。
You're seated in the very good heaven.
你坐在天上。
Demons must bow.
恶魔需要来向你屈膝。
Must bow.
要向你屈膝跪拜。
There was a pastor.
有一个牧师。
In Hong Kong.
在香港有个牧师。
He brought his kid to see me.
他带着他的孩子来看来见我。
They prayed over him but could not deliver him.
我们为他祷告却不能释放他。
And I looked at the boy.
我就看着那个小男孩。
And the boy was tormented by a tree spirit.
我就看见他是被三个邪灵。
Tree spirit.
哦，是个树灵，树的幽灵在折磨着。
He was coiled. He was bound.
他就会被捆绑住了。
I looked at that demon.
我就看着那个邪魔。
I looked.
我就看着。
And with that authority,
用了使用的权柄，然后他就走。
From that day until today, no more disturbance.
然后从那天开始直到今天就没有再有过。
But you must have authority.
你必须有权柄。
And you can only know you have authority if you understand what the blood has given you.
你只有知道宝血所带给你所有的好处，你才会认识你有这样的权柄。
See, the church have no idea what the blood.For her.
我们今天的教会真是很不明白这个宝血带给我们一切的好处。
教会常常纸上谈兵。
The church is always talk on the paper.
谈论学什么学，但是都没有用。
They often talk, but there's no use.
Sorry.
很抱歉。
Cool down.
我一定要安。
喝茶。
要平静。
Point number ten, the ten wonders of the blood.
第十个好处，十个奇妙的事情。
Would you turn to Revelation chapter 19?
我们来翻到启示录第十九章。
Verse 13 to 15.
第十三到十五节。
And he was clothed with a vesture.Dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon the white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. And out of his mouth goes a sharp sword, that with it he shall smite the nation, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron, and he shall tread the winepress of the fierceness and the wrath of the Almighty God.
他穿着溅了血的衣服，第十三节。他穿着溅了血的衣服，他的名称为神之道。在天上的众军骑着白马，穿着细麻衣，又白又洁，跟随他。有利剑从他口中出来，可以击杀列国。他必用铁杖辖管他们，并要踹全能神烈怒的酒榨。
The Bible says this man rode on a white horse. He is soaked in blood.
圣经就说他骑在白马上，他的衣服都溅了血。
And who is this man?
谁是这个人？
He says in verse 16.
在第十六节里边。
And he has on his vesture and on his tie a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
在第十六节，在他的衣服和大腿上有名写的说，万王之王，万主之主。
Who is this King of Kings and Lord of Lords?
谁是我们的万王之王，万主之主？
None other than our Lord Jesus Christ on His second coming.
除了主耶稣第二次来临以外，没有别人。
It is Jesus.
那是主耶稣他自己。
Number ten.
第十节。
Through the blood.
借着宝血。
You have victories in every spiritual warfare battles.
你在各样属灵的征战当中要得胜。
Victory can only come through the blood.
只有借着他的宝血，我们才能得胜。
Why?
为什么
？Verse 16.
第十六节。
Where was the name King of Kings and Lord of Lords written?
他那个万王之王、万主之主那个名写在哪里
？It says it was written on a vesture or a robe.
是在他的衣服上面。
Right?
对不对
？Now guess what it says in verse 13.
在第三十三节你说什么
And he was clothed with a robe that was dipped in blood.
他穿的是什么衣服？是穿了溅了血的衣服。
That blood or bloody robe, upon that robe was written King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
是在那个溅了血的衣服上写着万主之主、万王之王。
Jesus became the king over every other kings.
主耶稣他成了所有万王的王，王中王。
Jesus became the Kyrios, Lord of Lords over every other lords of the earth.
他是祖宗之祖。
Why? Because he was covered with blood.
就是因为他是穿着了溅了血的衣服。
You can be a king, you can be a lord, you can be a powerful ruler if you are walking in the blood.
你可以成为一个王，可以成为一个主，你只要是在心在借着他的宝血行走。
Recently,
最近
，there was a council meeting among the demons.
在那个邪灵里边开了一个会。
And they say, how do we destroy that man's meaning?
然后他就说，我们怎么来破除人的计划
？And we overheard their conversation.
然后我就听到他耳闻他的他们说的话。
This is what we're going to do to destroy his 5 days meeting.
然后就是他们在那个五天的会议当中，他们做了这么一个计划。
And they released 5 generals.
他们就让五个将军出来。
Two of them were guarding the gates of the second heaven.
他们就把那个第二层天的那个五个门看守住。
And we heard it.
然后我们就听见了。
And we knew a great battle is coming.
然后我们就知道有一个大征战要来临了。
But I knew.
但是我知道。
There is one way to have great victories.
我们知道只有一个方式我们才能得胜。
The blood.
那就是靠着宝血。
The blood will make Jesus the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords over every demonic powers.
是他的宝血，使主耶稣在得成为了主万主之主、万王之王，控制着所有的邪灵。
We won the victory.
我们已经得胜。
We crush the camps of the enemy.
我们已经把那个敌人打败了。
We literally crushed them.
我们真的是在真的意义上把他们打碎了。
How did you do it? How do we do it?
我们是怎么做到的？
Look at Revelation chapter 12.
我们来看第十二节，启示录第十二章第十一。
And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto their death.
启示录十二章十一节，弟兄胜过他，是因羔羊的血和自己所见证的道。他们虽至于死，也不爱惜性命。
Who is the person they overcome?
他们是胜过了谁？
Verse 9 say, the great dragon which cast out that old serpent called the devil and Satan.
他们胜过的是那个大龙，就是那古蛇，名叫魔鬼，又叫撒旦。
Satan is the greatest demonic power.
撒旦是那个黑暗权势里边最大的王。
And God has given us a nuclear weapon that can topple the greatest power of darkness.
神却给了我们一个更有力的武器来战胜这个邪恶之王。
We overcome the devil by the blood of the Lamb.
我们胜过魔鬼是因着神的宝血。
By the blood of Jesus, we have victories over Satan.
我们因着主耶稣的宝血，我们已经胜过了魔鬼。
Most people are living a defeated life.
很多人是过了一个失败的生活。
They are tormented and harassed by the devil.
他们是被魔鬼折磨。
Because they didn't know God has given them the greatest weapon that will bring victory.
他们不明白神给了他们最有力的那武器就是宝血。
The blood.
宝血。
And the devil will have to flee.
然后那个魔鬼就不会逃遁。
Every witch hates the blood.
所有的巫鬼邪魔他都恨这宝血。
Go now and ask every witch in town. They hate the blood.
所有的那个市里边的那个巫婆，她都恨那个宝血。
When you mention the blood, it irritates them. They knew there was power in the blood.
当你就是提到那个宝血的时候，他们真的是他们就很害怕，因为他们害怕。
The ironical thing is, the witches know the power, but Christian does not know.
很荒谬的是，那些巫婆他们知道这个宝血的力量，但是我们作为一个基督徒却不知道。
To us, the blood is just like any other name, John, Mary.
宝血对我们来说就像是另外一个名字，约翰、玛利亚。
That's why it doesn't carry power.
那就是为什么它没有能力。
So don't come and tell me, oh, I'm covered by the blood. You are not covered. You don't know the power.
你不要到我面前说，哎，我是被宝血遮盖的。你根本就不是，你不知道宝血的力量。
You have to abide in the word.
你必须要来遵行神的道。
And when the word abides in you.
当神的道在你的里边里以后
，The blood becomes a reality.
这个宝血就真正是能带着能力。
The 11 wonderful benefits.
然后第十一个好处。
Look at Galatians chapter 3.
Galatians
加拉太书。
加拉太书。
Chapter 3, verse 13 and 14.
第三章加拉太书第三章。
Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written.Cursed is everyone that hangs on the tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith.
加拉太书第三章第十三节，基督既被我们受了咒诅，就赎出我们脱离律法的咒诅，因为经上记着，凡挂在木头上都是被咒诅的。这便叫亚伯拉罕的福，因基督耶稣可以临到外邦人，使我们因信得着所应许的圣灵。
You must take a marker pen and color that verse of verse 13.
你真的是拿一个彩笔把这两个经节画出来。
This is critically important to the Chinese race.
这对我们中国的人来说是尤其的重要。
Because in the Chinese people, there are deep entrenched generational curses.
因为对我们中国人来说，我们真的是带着从祖上继承来的很深的咒诅。
And until these ancient generational curses are broken, you will never be free totally.
只要直到我们这个从祖上继承来很古老的咒诅都被破除的时候，我们真的是不能在主耶稣里边得到自由。你可以是一个基督徒。
Your father may be a Christian.
你的父亲有可能都是个基督徒。
But down the line, your forefathers was having the sin of idolatry.
但是我们在祖先上面很多代以前，他们可能是因着拜偶像受了咒诅。
One day,
有一天
I was ministering to a woman that had breast cancer.
我对一个那个得了乳腺癌的姊妹在给她做医治。
I look at her.
我看着她。
They say, how come I went to all kinds of crusade, Benny Hinn lay hand on me, but no healing.
她说我真的是去了很多医治的步道，那个 Benny Hinn 那个牧师都按手在我身上，我也没得医治。
I look at her.
然后我就看着她。
I said, Lord.
我就说主啊。
Why she was not healed?
为什么她没有得医治？
Please, Lord.Show us, we do not know.
我说主啊，你告诉我，启示我，我不知道。
Please, Lord, reveal to us.
主啊，你启示我。
And I look at her.
然后我就看她。
Suddenly.
然后突然。
I saw a dragon hand claw onto her breast. It was a green dragon.
然后我就看见一条绿色的龙，就是附在她的那个乳房上。
And the Lord say, this dragon have came down for 300 years.And claw onto her chest, she will never be healed.
然后主就跟我说，说这条龙是从三百年以前就一直从三百年前埋到她的身上，附在她身上，她不可以得医治。
And I look at her.
然后我就看着她。
I begin to trace.
然后我就开始往后算。
Why she has such a difficult time to receive healing?
为什么她有这么一个难的地方能得不到医治
？Then I found out the reason.
然后我就找到了答案。
Her grandfather.
她的祖父。
Brought the ancient idol from China.
从那个中国就带了很多那个偶像回来。
And brought it to Taiwan.
就带到了台湾。
And in that city, it became the largest and most popular temple.
然后就成了那个台湾那个地方最大的一个庙。
阎罗王庙。
阎罗王。
She cannot be healed. I don't care, Benny Hinn or whoever other person comes.Until that curse is broken,
他是不可能得医治的，不管是谁，连本尼亨在内都不能医治他，直到那个咒诅被破除以后。
That dragon say, I will not allow her to go to heaven.
因为那条龙对他说，我不会让你进天堂。
I will hold you under my hand because of this curse.
我要因着你的咒诅把你牢牢抓在我的手里。
And the only thing we can do is to break that curse that was in that temple.
我们唯一能做的就是要在那个庙里破除那个咒诅。
When the priest was not looking, go into the temple and did something against those statues.
然后我就到庙里，等那个看庙的人没有注意的时候，我就去那里做了一个破除咒诅的祷告。
And when we dealt with the temple,
然后我们把那个咒诅清除了之后
，we came and looked at the dragon.
然后我们就再回来看这条龙。
Said today you will let her go.
我就对他说：“今天你要释放他，让
他。” She will be free from that curse.
然后他要从咒诅里边得释放。
And we pluck the dragon's claw out of her chest.
然后我们就把那个龙的爪牙从他那个胸脯上离开。
And the bleeding from her chest stopped immediately.
然后他胸口上的流血马上就止住了。
See, there are generational curses.
所以你就看见从世代来的咒诅。
Some people don't understand. They live a life of misery.
所以很多人真的是他不明白，所以他过了一个很悲惨的生活，
倒霉的生活，
很倒霉。
Some people live a life of poverty.
很多人是过了贫穷的生活。
Some people live a life of lack.
很多人过了缺乏。
Some people live a life of pain.
很多人是过在痛苦中。
Some people live a life of broken families.
很多人是因为家庭破裂。
Some people live a life of infirmity.
很多人是因为过着那个疾病软弱。
Accidents, sorrow, sickness.
疾病悲伤
Sometimes is a result of generational curse.
很多时候是因为从祖先来的咒诅
A prayer alone will not solve your problem.
只是祷告不可以解决
You have to break that generational curse.
你必须破除那个祖上来的咒诅
Otherwise, you can never be free.
否则的话你永远不会得释放
A lot of people just pray.
很多人只是去祷告。
But they have never had the eagle's eyes to look into the past and see where the principality is.
很多人只是祷告，他却没有那个鹰的眼去看出在这个世代当中那个咒诅在哪里。
There's no freedom.
所以就没有自由。
There was one pastor.
有一个牧师。
Her leg was swelling.
他的那个腿肿得很大。
No prayer can solve it.
就没有祷告能医治他。
She was a prophetess in the church.
哦，他在那个教会还是个先知。
And everybody prayed, but no healing.
很多人为他祷告，却没有医治。
So I came.
有一天我就去了。
Say please pray for me.
然后他就对我说你来为我祷告
I look at her
我就看着他
I say this is not a natural sickness
我就说这不是一个自然的疾病
I say because your leg is wrapped by test lemon 浮肿
浮肿、哦、你、
毛山素
你的腿是被一个毛山素捆住的
There was a green paper written in red ink taste onto her leg
就有一个绿色的纸好像写的什么字 在贴在她的腿上
And on the leg was pierced with 9 needles
哦，在她那个腿上就有9个针扎着
I say you will never get your leg healed until you break that curse
我说你就不可能得医治直到你把那个咒诅破除了
For 2 years she went and asked for every famous minister to pray for the leg
然后两年来他一直就是让各个有名的牧师来为他祷告
No healing
却没有医治
And the Lord say
然后主就对我说
You wait for that man to come
他说你等一个人来
That man knows what is your root problem
然后他说那个人会知道你的问题在哪里
So when I came I look at her
然后我去了以后我就看着他的腿
I said oh
我说哦
That's the problem
哦我知道你的问题在哪里
Deal with the problem
你把这个问题解决了
Problem solved
然后你的医治就得到了
Suffering for 2 years
你是被疾病
走 Dealt with the problem
然后现在看到问题
Break the curse
然后破除咒诅
Problem solved
然后医治就得到了
Some of the problem
很多问题
that persist in your life will be solved overnight when you deal with the root issue
你很多在生命中很长时间的问题只要你把那个根找到了医治了你就得到了
That curse in your family line must be broken
你那个祖先带来的那个咒诅一定要被破除
And once it's broken
一旦那个被破除了
You'll be a free man
你就会成为一个自由的人
That's very important
那是非常的重要
There are curses operating on this earth
有很多咒诅在这个地球上运行着
And we are struggling in life
我们确实在我们的生命当中挣扎
This place
这个地方
There is a curse.
就有一个咒诅。
Get out of this place. Ask her, get out of this place. This place. No good.
我们需要从这个教堂搬出去。这个地方有个咒诅。
Get out of this place. Your church is going to be good.
如果我们离开这个教堂，我们的教会就会成长。
Break the curse.
要破除这个咒诅。
Break the curse.
要破除这个咒诅。
Then your life will get better.
然后你的生命就会更好。
You know, for many years in the past,
在很多年
I struggled.
我也在挣扎
I was very poor.
我很贫穷
I said, God,
我说神啊
I serve you.
我说我来服侍你
If I have any sin in my life, please tell me.
如果我生命里有罪，告诉我
Why am I suffering financially?
为什么我会在经济上有这样的问题
One day I was in prayer.
然后我有一天在祷告当中
And the Spirit of God spoke to me in the living hall.
然后神的灵就告诉我
He say the one that stops money from coming to you is that demon god over there
他说那里有一个邪灵阻止那个 财富到你的生命当中
And I look up
然后我就看
I saw in my mother's house
我就看见我母亲的房子
There was an altar
就有一个祭坛
And there was a poster pasted on the right side
然后就有一个招贴画贴在那里
财神爷
有一个 money godPoster was there.
The God of prosperity.
是那个财神爷。
This is that God that stops money from coming to you.
他就说那就是那个让你贫穷的那个邪灵。
God, this one is supposed to bring money.
我就说神呐，这应该是让我发财的神呐。
They bring money to the Gentiles, but they stop money from coming to the Christians.
他说这个发财财神是给那些外邦人、没信神的人，他会让他发财。你一旦成了基督徒，这个财神也反倒把你的财路。
I was lying down on the floor. I rose up in anger.
然后我就真的是倒在地上，哎呀，我就心里很生
气。So you are the one that is stopping money from coming to me.
然后我才说，哦，原来你才是那位让我贫穷的神。
And I pray in tongue.
我就用方言祷告。
And I look.
我就看
And right behind the poster, I saw the demon.
然后就在那个招贴画后面，那个财神画后面，我看见的那个邪灵。
It was not the original face that I saw on the poster. It was another face.
它不是那个画上画的那个面孔，而是另外一个面孔。
And he said, "Son, that is the spirit of poverty."
他就对我说，孩子，那就是那个让你贫穷的灵。
I rose up. I saw him in the spirit. I attack him.
然后我就站起来，我就看着那个邪灵，我就攻击他。
I bind that spirit.
我就奉主的名捆绑他。
And I declare the curse of poverty over my life is over.
我就宣告那个贫穷的咒诅在我的生命中被破除了。
From that day.
从那个天开始。
Money becomes my friend.
然后钱财就成了我的朋友。
And money start coming in.
然后钱财就开始进来。
I say, Oh God, I should have known it earlier. I don't have to suffer so much.
我说神啊，我真的是应该早一天知道，我已经挣扎了这么长时间。
You see, ignorance is not bliss.
你知道，无知是不能带给我们祝福的。
无知不是福啊，是傻瓜。
Ignorance is foolish.
Amen.
Amen.
So curses must be broken.
所以咒诅要被破除。
By the blood.
因着耶稣的宝血。
Because in Galatians 3:13 it says, "Cursed is everyone that hang on a tree, and he removed the curse because he was nailed to the cross."
所以在那个十字架，因他挂在十字架上，所有的咒诅都破除了。
You look at the cross, you say, "God, my curse is hung on the cross. It's no longer from on my life from this day forth."
所以我们要看着十字架说，主啊，我所有的咒诅都被挂在了十字架上，我今天要成为自由的。
Number 12.
第十二个好处。
Number 12 is going to surprise you.
第十二个好处会使你很吃惊。
Let's take a look at 2 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 9.
我们来看哥林多后书。
八章九节。For ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich,Yet for your sake he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be rich.
第八章九节，你们知道我们主耶稣基督的恩典，他本来富足，却为你们成了贫穷，叫你们因他的贫穷可以成为富足。
You see that verse, I have a quotation of another scripture. Would you come? You see, you put there A, right? So A, verse 9, A is Philippians 2:6-7.
就是那个经节还有一个经节连着的，就是腓立比书第二章六节。
And it talks about Jesus Christ who emptied himself, become a man, become a servant and went to the cross.
就是谈到主耶稣他成为一个仆人，然后上了钉上十字架。
So can I shock you tonight?
我今天要让你们吃一个惊。
We are living beneath our rights and our privileges.
我们是活在我们的权柄和我们的该得到的好处之下。
Jesus went to the cross, become poor, that we might become rich.
所以说被钉在十字架上，成了贫穷，所以能叫我们成为富足。
Do you know why you're not rich today?
你今天要知道你为什么没有成为富足。
Because you don't understand what Christ has done for us.
因为你不明白主耶稣为我们成就了什么。
By the blood,
因着他的宝血。
You are made rich today.
你应该是成了富足的。
We don't understand.
但是我们却不明白。
That the blood brought prosperity.
这个宝血带给我们富足。
We don't understand.
我们却不明白。
In the future, I'm writing a book about the blood in detail.
然后在不久的将来，我要写一本书关于这个宝血，很仔细的东西。
And when I write in detail, you understand the mystery of the blood.
当我很仔细的写下来的时候，你会明白这个宝血的奥秘。
He was made poor on the cross that we might be made rich.
他在十字架上成了贫穷，可以叫我们成为富足。
We cannot understand this logic.
我们却不明白这个后面的道理。
You don't need to understand.
你不用明白。
Spiritual logic is higher than natural logic.
属灵的那个逻辑比我们自然的逻辑要高深得多。
When we look at the scripture, we want to debate.
我们看着这个圣经的时候，我们想跟他争论。
According to our denomination.
因为我们那个教会的支派。
According to our theology.
然后因为我们那个神学
and we debate over this truth we cut and split this verses into pieces
然后我们就把这个经节支离破碎了弄得
why not come with a childlike faith
为什么 不做一个信心的孩子
why not believe what it says literally there
为什么不相信他字面上告诉我们的真理
you know why most adults receive very little from heaven
你知道很多成年人在天堂里
Because of adulteritis. Instead of arthritis, I call it adulteritis of the mind.
是因为你的那个成熟的灵阻止了你。
你的脑细胞已经硬化了 ，adulteritis, arthritis. Your mind is hardened. That's why a child can believe the scripture easier than an adult.
也就是为什么一个孩子他更容易明白神的话。
We look at the scripture and say, "No, it cannot be."
然后我们就看着神的话，我说：“哎呀，不可以是这样。”
The scripture does not depend on the experience to believe that it's true.
因为这个神的话，它不是因着我们的经验来告诉他是不是真的。
The truth does not depend on your environment to confirm its reality.
神的话也不需要你所处的环境来告诉他是不是真的。
Most of us use our environment, our failures, our poverty, and we look at the scripture and say, it cannot be.
然后我们中更多的人是看着我们的环境、我们的处境、我们的失败来说，神的话不可能是真的。
We came with our opinionated mind. We already made up our mind. We cannot believe such truth.
我们是已经有了一个成见，再来看神的话，我们就说那不是真的。
Please, when you come to the word, come like a child.
所以你们来到神的话里边，要像一个孩子一样。
Believe what the Bible says.
只是单单的相信圣经要告诉我们。神的血。
Open the windows of heaven.
已经为我们开了天上的窗户。
For the blessings to come.
祝福就会来到。
I wish I have 2 years to teach you on prosperity.
我希望我真的是有两年的时间来教你们那个富足的道理。
I teach every month in Indonesia on prosperity for 2 years non-stop.
我在印尼是用了两年的时间不间断地教他们这个富足的道理。
Layer of truth after layer of truth.
是各个层次上的真理。
Until they know that they know that they know that they know.
直到他们是明白了又明白又明白。
That this is the truth, no argument.
这就是真理，不要争论。
I pray what you don't understand, don't criticize.
我要想你想让你们不要争论，不要评价。
Go and study the Bible yourself and find out the truth.
你自己去研读圣经来找到它的真理。
Point number 13.
第十三条。
Let's take a look at Romans chapter 8.
我们来看罗马书第八章。
Oh, the book of Romans is a wonderful book.
罗马书真是一个奇妙的书。
Romans chapter 8.
第八章，罗马书第八章。
And actually, we're supposed to read from verse 31 to 39, but because of time, I only read verse 37.
应该是从三十一节读到三十六，但是我们只读三十九，我们只读三十六节。
三十七节的关系。
因为时间没有那么多时间，我们只读三十七节。
Verse 37. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us.
然而靠着爱我们的主，在这一切的事上已经得胜有余了。
How can we become more than conquerors?
我们怎么能成为得胜有余？
Look at verse 13.
我们来看第十三节。
For if you live of the flesh, you shall die. But if you through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, you shall live.
你们若十三节，你们若顺着肉体活着，必要死；若靠着圣灵致死身体的恶行，必要活着。
Look at verse 11.
然后再看十一节。
But if the Spirit of Him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in you, He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal body by His Spirit that dwells in you.
然而叫耶稣从死里复活者的灵若住在你们心里，那叫基督耶稣从死里复活的，也必借着住在你们心里的圣灵，使你们必死的身体又活过来。
We are more than conquerors.
我们是得胜有余的。
In verse 38, no death, no life.
第三十八节说，没有死，也没有生。
No angel,
没有天使。
No principalities,
没有掌权的。
No powers,
没有有能的。
Not things present, not things to come.
没有现在的事，也没有将来的事。
We can conquer all these things.
我们在这一切事上都得胜有余了。
Because Jesus was raised from the dead.
因为主耶稣从死里复活了。
Jesus had died.
主耶稣他死过。
Through the blood, we live an overcoming life.
然后因着他的宝血，我们再活过来。
Through the blood, we become overcomers.
然后因着他的宝血，我们成为得胜有余。
You can only conquer things in life through the blood of Jesus.
你们唯有靠着这宝血，才能在生命中得胜。
Point number 14.
第十四个点。
Look at Romans 5.
来看罗马书第五章。
Actually, it should point number 15 because point number 14 should be the blood brought salvation. Ephesians 1:7. We're skipping that. Now, point number 15.
我们来看第十四点是那个。
十四点就是神的救恩。通过神的宝血而产生这个效果。现在是第十五点。Point number 15, Romans chapter 5, verse 5 and 6.
第罗马书第五章。
五到六节。
五到六节。
And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost which is given unto us. For when we were yet without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly.
盼望第五节，盼望不至于羞耻，因为所赐给我们的圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里，因为我们还软弱的时候，基督就按所定的日期被罪人死。
Christ died for the ungodly.
主耶稣为那些有罪的人死了。
That represents the blood of the cross.
那就是代表他十字架上的血。
Because Christ died for us.
因为主耶稣为我们死了。
The love of God was shed abroad in our hearts.
然后神的爱就会在我们的心里。
Point number 15.
那就是第十五点。
You experience the love of God through the revelation of the blood.
因着主耶稣宝血的启示，你会经历神的爱。
The more you understand the blood, the more you understand the love of God.
你对神的宝血知道的更多，你会更多的经历神的爱。
There was a lady in the 16th century.
在十六世纪有一个女。
A whole life was to meditate on the cross.
她就是所有的事，她做的事情就是。思想十字架上的宝血。
And she had 16 revelations on the cross.
她从那里边得到十六个启示。
And she wrote a book.
然后她就写了一本书。
And out of that revelation, she understood for the first time that God loves her very, very deeply.
然后她就从那个十六个启示里边，她知道神那么深的爱着她。
For God so loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son.
神爱世人，因此他赐下他的独生子。
The moment you have the revelation of the blood, the love of God will be shed abroad in your heart.
然后你知道了宝血的意义，然后神的爱就开始在你心里。
The more you know the cross, the more you understand the love of God.
你更多的知道神的宝血，你更多的明白他的爱。
Point number 16.
第十六点。
First Peter chapter 1 verse 2.
彼得前书
一章二节 elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father through the sanctification of the Spirit unto obedience and the sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ
就是照父神的先见被拣选借着圣灵得成圣洁以致顺服耶稣基督又蒙他血所洒的人愿恩惠平安多多的加给你们
Notice it talk about the sanctification of the Spirit
不是要谈那个圣灵的洁净
And then he talks about the sprinkling of the blood.
而是他要来说撒的被撒的宝血。
Where the blood is sprinkled, there will be the operation of the Holy Spirit.
然后宝血所洁净过的地方，那里就有圣灵的运行。
You see, you must understand this principle.
你要知道明白这个道理。
In the book of Leviticus, chapter 14.
Book.
利未记。
哦，在利未记。
Chapter 14, verse 28.
第十四章二十三节，二十八节。
He said, they sprinkle the blood over the right thumb, the right ear, and the right toe.
然后他们是把血宝血撒在你的右手指、右耳朵和右脚趾大上上。
He said, where the blood is, they apply the oil.
然后他们在有血的地方，他才会为你用油膏抹。
You see, the blood attracts the anointing.
因为这个宝血，它是来跟着它的恩膏。
You want more anointing?
你要更多的恩膏。
Live a holy life.
你就要更多的圣洁。
Washed by the blood.
要用宝血来洁净你。
And the blood cleanses you.
然后宝血就圣洁你。
And that attracts the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
然后圣灵的恩膏就会更多的来。
So through the sprinkling of the blood.
然后因着宝血的洒。
Comes the sanctification of the Spirit.
你的灵就会得到圣洁。
Where the blood is, there the oil will flow.
然后宝血在的地方，圣灵的油就会膏抹。
Amen.
Amen.
Point number 17.
第十条。
You see, in 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 2, after he talked about the sprinkling of the blood, there was the grammatical tense called colon.
就在第二节说，又蒙他血洒的人。
那他有两点 colon. 你们有没有两点？
No.
没有，华语再加两点。
which means you have a colon.
Right in my Bible.
Two.
Just to check.
Two points there.
Colon.
Oh, okay.
这个是正版的。 最纯的 King James Version.
That's the right version.
Colon means haven't finished talking.
就有两个冒号, 就说还没有说完呢。
And then he say, grace unto you and peace be multiplied.
然后就说, 愿恩惠平安, 多多地加给你们。
Which means through the blood, the sprinkling of blood, grace comes.
就说因着宝血, 恩惠和平安就到了你们身上。
Go and read Romans 3. Through the blood comes the grace of God.
然后罗马书第十章也是, 因着宝血, 主的平安加给你们。
罗马书三章。
三章。
Amen.
Amen.
So that's point number 17. Point number 18. Through the blood, the peace is multiplied.
然后第十八点就是说, 因着宝血, 平安就多多地来到。
Go back and read Romans chapter 4 verse 26, Romans chapter 5 verse 1. We have peace through God because Jesus was raised for our justification.
回去读罗马书第四章二十六节第五章一节，你就知道神的平安多多加给我们。
So through the blood, the peace came.
然后你要知道因着宝血,
Ephesians chapter 2 say he was crucified that peace reconciled men again.
然后因为以弗所书第二章说, 因着他的宝血, 我们就与神和好了。
You want more grace?
你要更多的恩惠吗?
You want more peace?
你要更多的平安吗?
Learn to exercise faith in the blood.
你就要在宝血里, 借着宝血, 来增加你的信心。
Point number 19.
第十九点。
Praise God, 你的忍耐性很好。 19点。 Point number 19.
第十九点。
Now, if you remember Isaiah 53 verse 5 we quoted just now.
我们来看那个以赛亚书53章5节。
We talk about how by his stripes we were healed.
我们知道因着他的鞭伤我们得了医治。
Verse 12 say he died among the transgressor.
然后他就说他在罪人当中死了。
Then you continue in Isaiah 54.
然后你再看以赛亚第54章。
And verse 7 to 12.
然后再看读第7到12节。
For a small moment have I forsaken thee, but with great mercy will I gather thee.
Sorry.
54章7节。
54章第7节。 我离弃你不过片时, 却要施大恩将你收回。
Let me read it in the original sense, the original language.
在那个最原始的那个语言里,
For a small moment have I forsaken thee, but with hisset, or with great favor will I gather thee.
他就说, 我离弃你不过片时, 却要用大恩将你收回。
Then he continued in verse 8.
然后你,
For a little while I hide my face from thee for a moment, but with everlasting kindness will I have mercy on you, saith the Lord, thy Redeemer.
然后第八节接着说，他说我的怒气仗义，顷刻之间向你掩面，却要以永远的慈爱连续你。这是耶和华你的救赎主说的。
In the original, in the little while, I hide my face from thee for a moment, but with everlasting, he said, everlasting favor, will I have mercy on thee.
他说最原始的经节是说，我的怒气仗义，顷刻之间向你掩面，却要以永远的怜悯恩惠。
Verse 10, For the mountains shall depart and the hills be removed, but my kindness, original, my favor shall not depart from thee.
然后第十节说, 大山可以挪开, 小山可以迁移, 但我的慈爱必不离开你。
When we understand the blood,
当我们明白耶和华宝血的时候,
we have learned to walk in the favor of God.
我们就能行在神的恩赐当中。
People who want success, please lay hold of the book that I've written called The Apple of His Eye.
如果你们想要成功的话, 你们真的要来读我写的那本书, 叫做他眼中的瞳仁。
I talk about 10 kinds of favor.
我就讲到十种恩惠。
And I told you to meditate 65 verses.
然后我要让你去默想65个经节。
I must apologize, I didn't brought my books with me. I wrote 7 books, and if you want the books, go out and register your name with Brother Bill, and we will send you the books.
我很抱歉我没有把那些书带过来，但是我写了7本书，如果你们出去跟那个Bill弟兄登记的话，他会把那书卖给你，给你们。
Those books will challenge your life and raise your standard of spiritual growth.
那些我写的那些书真的是会挑战你们，然后让你们在灵里晋升。
You need to understand favor.
你应该来要明白恩惠。
Without favor, you can never prosper.
没有恩惠的话，你不可以发达。
And through favor, God opens great doors for you.
然后因着他的恩惠，他会把很多的门向你打开。
I've been given favor to meet great politicians.
我神给我恩惠，去遇到了很多政治家。
I have given great favor to meet politicians in many countries.
然后我因着他的恩惠，在许多的国家与那些政治家见面。
I remember in the year 2004, I believe, I wrote a letter to the president of Indonesia, Megawati.
我在2004年，我写信给印尼的总统马格瓦蒂。
And I wrote a prophecy for her.
我为她发了一条预言。
And my friend who knew her went straight into the parliament to give it to her.
然后我一个认识她的朋友直接进到那个里边把信交给她。
I say, if you do not obey God, you will be removed from power.
我告诉他，如果你不信守神的话，你会从你的座位上被挪走。
Through favor, God opens doors.
然后因着他的恩典，他给我开了很多门。
We need favor.
我们需要神的恩惠。
But it comes through the blood.
但是却只有在借着宝血才能得到。
Most people don't understand favor.
很多人不知道。
Got to study your favor.
你必须要对那个恩惠来做个研究。
I walk in the reality of the experience, and after 18 years, God said, write the book.
然后真的是我在十八年的对恩惠的那个体验以后，神说你一定要写这本书。
It was my life experience.
那是我人生的经验。
I believe now is a classic in the body of Christ today.
然后我相信他今天在众圣徒当中，他是一本很经典的书。
And it's a powerful experience to walk in a favor.
那真的是一个大有能力的经验，在他的恩惠中行走。
Esther through favor became the queen.
那个以斯特是因着神的恩惠，他成了那儿的。
Daniel through favor becomes the prime minister.
然后但以理是因着神的恩惠，成了那里的总理。
Joseph through favor becomes the prime minister of Egypt.
约瑟也是因着神的恩惠，成了埃及的第二把手。
But favor will not come except through the blood.
但是所有的恩惠如果不借着宝血，它不会来到。
Point number 20.
第二十点。
You can go home tonight.
你可以今天回家了。
Okay, let's take a look at Hebrews chapter 9, verse 19.
我们来看希伯来书第九章十九节。
For when Moses has spoken every precept to all the people according to the law, he took the blood of calves and of goats, and with water and with a scarlet wool and hyssop, and sprinkled both the book and all the people.
第十九节，因为摩西当日照着律法，将各样诫命传给众百姓，就拿朱红色绒和牛膝草，把流毒山羊的血和水洒在书上，又洒在众百姓身上。
Point number 20.
第十二十点。
Spiritual covering can only be done through the blood.
也是因着神的宝血，圣灵的遮盖才会得到。
Moses sprinkled the blood through the hyssop upon the book and upon the people.
然后摩西是又拿着朱红色的绒和牛膝草，把牛犊和山羊的血洒在书和百姓身上。
We need every day to sprinkle the blood upon our loved ones and upon our family.
我们需要每天把主耶稣的宝血洒在我们的家人身上。
And when you pray for your pastors,
当你为你的牧师们祷告的时候
，plead the blood over his life and his family.
把那个宝血洒在他们个人和他们的家人身上。
That will be a spiritual covering of protection over his life.
那样就会给他一个属灵的遮盖和保护。
And when they are under the covering of the blood,
他们在那个宝血遮盖之下
，demons cannot attack them.
然后魔鬼就不能攻击他们。
And evil cannot come and destroy them.
然后所有的邪恶就不能来毁灭他们。
The blood is a very powerful weapon of protection.
主耶稣的宝血是很有力的保护。
And verse 21.
然后第二十一节
saying, This is the blood of the testament which God has enjoined unto you.
他又照样把血洒在帐幕和各样器皿上。
Until you have the blood, there's no connection with God.
你没有宝血，你就跟神没有办法建立关系。
That's point number 21.
那就是第二十一条。
If you have no blood, you have no covenant connection with God.
如果你没有宝血，你就跟神没有立约上的联系。
This is the blood of the testament which God has enjoined unto you.
这就是通过宝血神与你立的约。
You cannot have spiritual intimacy and close communion with God without the blood.
你不可以在灵上跟神有一个亲密，如果不借着宝血的话。
The blood is the covenantal connection that connects you and God.
就是因着宝血，把你和神因着那个用那个约联合起来。
Through the blood, you are connected with heaven.
因着宝血，你与天堂连接。
And through the blood, you have partnership with heaven.
然后也是因着宝血，你在天堂里边有份。
And you have heavenly backup support.
你就在天上有你的备份，有支持你的。
Whoever touch you have to touch God.
谁来动你一根毫毛，他们也就在惊动天堂。
Because you are joined in a covenant with God through the blood.
因为你是靠着宝血与神立了约的。
Oh, 你的靠山多么伟大。
Oh, your background.
That mean.
撒母耳记上第十七章第一节，非利士人。遭聚他们的军旅要来征战，聚集在属犹大的梭哥，安营在梭哥和亚西家中间的以弗大民。
Now, in 1 Samuel 17, it was the great battle between David and Goliath.
也就是在那个时候，那个大卫和哥利亚征战。
There is a hidden secret of victory over every Goliath of your life.
然后在每一个你生活当中哥利亚后边都有一个征战的。
You can conquer every giant that come against you.
你可以战胜任何一个巨人。
If you understand verse one.
如果你明白这个第一条的话。
The word shukor.
这个地方苏哥苏哥。
In the Hebrew.
在那个希伯来语里。
It means a hedge or to fence up.
是一个意思，说是你建立一堵墙。
篱笆。
建立个篱笆。
Fence up or hedge up.
建立一个篱笆。
And then the word Issachar,
那个亚西加。
It means to fence about, like a 篱笆 fence all around.
哦，然后就是在等于说你在篱笆建立周围上面都建。
There was a fence, and the Bible say the fence of Issachar in Ephraim.
然后是就是说在。
Ephraim.
在亚西家中间和以弗大敏都建了篱笆。
Do you know what Ephraim means?
你知道以弗大敏是什么意思吗
？In the original Hebrew,
在那个希伯来语里
面。If you go and check it up in the dictionary,
你如果去查字典
，it surprise you.
会让你吃惊。
It means the boundary of blood drops.
它是说是宝血所立的那个界限。
The fence.With the boundary of blood,
就说那个篱笆，它是用宝血来划界限的。
And with this, we come to the last verse, Job chapter one.
来看约伯第一章。
Job chapter one.
约伯记第一章。
And look at what the devil tell God.
来看看那个魔鬼是对神怎么说的。
Verse nine.
来第九节。
Satan answered the Lord and said.Do Job fear God for nothing? Has not thou made an hedge round about him and about his house and about all that he has on every side?
约伯记一章九节，撒旦回答耶和华说：约伯敬畏神，岂是无故呢？你岂不是四面围上篱笆，维护他和他的家，并他一切所有的吗？他手所做的都蒙你赐福，他的家产也在地上增多。
You know, a lot of us read the book of Job, but never consider deeply what Satan told the Lord.
我们很多人读了约伯记，但是却没有真的是明白那个撒旦对主耶稣对神说了什么话。
Satan told God.
那个撒旦告诉耶和华。
Do you know I cannot touch him?
你知道我为什么不能那个就是犯他吗
？I cannot set evil against him.
我不能去无故伤害他。
Because you set a hedge or a fence round about him and his family, his house, and all that he has.
因为你在他的家一切的所有上面就筑篱笆筑墙。
How did Job have such a spiritual boundary of protection?
约伯为什么有这样的属灵上有这样的那个保护
？Point number 22 is the blood creates the boundary of protection and security.
就是因为耶稣的宝血，它会在你的周围建立起一个界限。
You know how the Job has a hedge of protection?
你知道约伯为什么有这样的篱笆
？That Satan cannot penetrate through.
然后撒旦不能进来吗
？And here is the mystery of protection.
这就是那个保护的奥秘。
verse 5.
第五节,
and it was so when the days of their feasting were gone about that Job sent and sanctified them and rose up early in the morning and offered burnt offerings according to the number of them all.
就是第五节所说的, 约伯打发人去, 叫他们自节, 他清早起来, 按着他们众人的数目,
because Job, according to the number of his children, offered burnt sacrifices.
就是约伯按着他孩子的数目,
and in ancient time, every sacrifice of animal involved the slaying of animal and the shedding of blood.
因为在古的时候, 献祭的时候, 你要杀那些祭牲, 他们会流血,
through the blood
也是借着包这个血,
of the offering of the burnt offerings.
然后就献了那个燔祭以后,
there was a boundary of invisible, unseen protection.
然后就建立了那个不可看见的保护的篱笆,
and the devil cannot touch Job.
所以那个撒旦他就不能来打搅约伯,
the blood creates that invisible boundary.
所撒的血, 然后就建立了那个保护的,
there was a real testimony of a missionary in a developing country.
然后在一个发展中国家, 就有一个, 人他有一个见证,
he heard there were dogs having the rabies disease.
然后他们就知道那边有一种疾病,
no, 狗有一种疯,
狂犬病, OK.
Once you bite, you get mad.
然后你被狗咬了以后你就会发疯,
so she said, Lord, what to do?
然后他就说, 神, 那我来做什么?
And the Lord said, go out and draw a bloodline around the boundary of this house.
他说, 你用血啊, 在你的那个房屋的周围画一条界限,
so he draw a bloodline.
然后他就在那儿画了一条界限,
next morning,
第二天早上,
when she woke up,
他醒过来的时候,
two dogs died at the line where the blood was drawn, and they have rabies.
然后呢, 他在那里就看见两条狗, 早上起来看见两条狗死在那个血线, 对, 就是那个疯犬, 死在那前面,
the blood stopped the dogs from coming near.
然后那个血线, 就是禁止了那个狗进来,
you have to learn to draw a bloodline around your family.
然后你要学会在你的, 那个房屋周围画一条血的界线,
at this moment,
在这个时候,
right now,
就在现在,
exercise faith and draw a bloodline. Plead the blood of Jesus over your loved one.
然后就用你的信心, 就在这个时候, 用你的信心在你的房子周间画一个界限.
Plead the blood of Jesus over your home.
然后再用主耶稣的宝血洒你的那个房屋.
Plead the blood of Jesus over your own life.
然后也用主耶稣的宝血遮盖你自己.
Plead the blood of Jesus over all that you have, your career and your company.
然后用主耶稣的宝血洒在你的工作、你的公司上面.
Right now,
就在现在,
with a childlike faith,
就用你一个像孩子一样的信心,
say, I plead the blood right now.
然后我现在要用主耶稣的宝血
over,
然后要遮盖
your family,
我的家庭,
your house,
你的房屋,
over your life,
你的生命,
and over all that you have.
在你一切所有的,
right now,
就在现在,
start pleading right now. Start praying and plead right now.
然后不要, 现在可以,
right now, open your mouth.
现在就张开你的,
Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus.
父啊,
Lord, we have learned the power of the blood. And right now, by faith,
然后就在现在,
we sprinkle the blood of Jesus
我们要撒主耶稣的宝血,
over our family. Name your children, name your loved one, your father, your mother, your wife.
然后把你的孩子的名字, 你的爱的人的名字都叫出来,
I plead the blood of Jesus over my son Samuel, over whatever is your son's name, whatever is your wife's name, right now, plead the blood of Jesus over them right now.
你要现在把宝血撒在你, 叫出他们名字, 你们的家人的身上,
right now, begin to plead the blood of Jesus over your home.
然后现在把主耶稣的宝血撒在你的房屋上面,
you declare, no fire will destroy my house.
我们要宣告没有火能烧毁我们的房屋,
right now, plead the blood of Jesus over your home.
然后现在就在用宝血撒在你们房子上面,
the front, the back, the left, the right of your home.
然后在前后左右都撒上,
over your roof.
然后在你的房顶上,
declare the blood right now.
你也现在在那里浇上宝血,
tell God, God, I live at this address, this number, number what? Tell God exactly where your home address, and plead the blood of Jesus over your home address right now.
现在就说出你的那个家庭的地址, 然后让主耶稣的宝血就撒在那个地址,
And right now declare the blood of Jesus over your own life.
然后现在要为你自己的生命要来
Tell God, I am so and so, this is my name. Lord, cover me with your blood from the top of my head to the sole of my feet.
然后要现在告诉神你的名字，要让主耶稣的宝血从头到尾浇灌你，遮盖你。
And right now declare the blood of Jesus over all that you have.
然后要现在奉主的名，要浇灌他的宝血在你一切所有的上面。
Over your car，
在你的车上面。
Over your company， over your career，
在你的公司、你的那个事业上面。
Over your dogs and your cats，
在你的狗、你的猫上面。
Your fish， everything that you have，
你的鱼，什么你所有的东西。
Declare the blood of Jesus over it right now，
然后都要用主耶稣的宝血撒遍。
And declare。
然后宣告
Right now the blood is upon all that I have.
然后宣告主耶稣的宝血在一切我所有的。
And I declare, no evil will come near my home and all that I have because of the blood.
因着主耶稣的宝血，没有任何的邪恶能来到。
Evil is far away from all that is covered by the blood right now.
因着是主耶稣的宝血，一切的邪恶都被挡在外面。
I command evil to leave my life.
然后我的命令那个邪恶离开我的生命。
I command every sickness, every pestilence will not come near my home.
我要阻止一切的疾病、一切的虫害离开我的。
Satan, I bind your works right now.
撒旦，我要奉主的名捆绑你。
You cannot lay your hand over all that I have because I have the blood covering.
因着我有主耶稣的宝血，撒旦，你不能来危害我一切所有的。
I command every curse.
我要命令所有的咒诅
every divination,
所有的邪恶
every sorcery,
所有的邪术
every black magic,
一切的邪魔术
every incantation spells,
一切的咒诅
that come against me and my family,
对我家庭和我自己
they will stop at the bloodline,
在那个血线上面要停止
they cannot come near us,
他不能来靠近我们
every curse is far away from us,
一切的咒诅远离我们。
We declare,
我们宣告
we are free from every evil and wickedness and darkness.
我们要从一切的邪恶黑暗当中得到自由。
We command,
我们命令
every death assignment,
一切的邪恶
planned by the wicked one,
一切所有的邪恶
every accident,
所有的那个事故
every plans of sabotage is broken right now.
一切的危害我们的都要
the blood of Jesus.
主耶稣的宝血
destroy every workings of the devil.
来破除所有邪恶的事。
Lord, by the blood,
主啊，以你的宝血。
We have victory over Satan.
我们要在撒旦身上得胜。
According to Revelation chapter 12 verse 11.
要因着启示录二十一章。
We declare today.
我们要宣告。
Isaiah 54 verse 17.
然后以赛亚五十四章十七节。
No weapon formed against us shall prosper.
一切那个为我们。器械不能得胜。
Every enemy's plan against us is right now stopped in Jesus' name.
因着主耶稣的名，所有的敌人都要被禁止。
I'm covered by the blood.
我被宝血遮盖。
I'm free from every harassment of evil.
我从一切的邪恶当中得到自由。
In my life experience, I will not experience evil.
在我的生命当中，我不再经历邪恶。
Because I'm covered by your blood, Lord.
因为我因着你的宝血遮盖。
Thank you for the blood of the Lamb.
我们要感谢羔羊的宝血。
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
我们要感谢主耶稣。
For making your blood available for us.
因着你的宝血来给我们。
The 22 benefits of the blood is our portion of experience.
那二十二个好处都是我们的。
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
感谢你主耶稣。
For the wonderful benefits of the blood.
因着你宝血的奇妙。
You know, there's a song that says, Oh, the blood of Jesus. You know, the singers, you all know this song. Why don't we sing this song and declare the blood?
我们来唱那首歌《主耶稣的宝血》。我们来宣告主耶稣的宝血。
Of Jesus. Philip, would you like to lead us? Just white as snow.We must praise and worship the blood. Every day, this is a wonderful song to sing over your life and your family.
我们每一天都应该来赞美主耶稣的宝血，这是每一天我们应该唱的一个很奇妙的歌。
Please buy the tape and go through the lesson.
然后因为再去听我的磁带，要再来复习。
Amen.
Amen.
Shall we sing the song?
照我生命，在你宝血里我就得洁净。主，我求你进入我的心，用你大能的宝血释放我，进入你同在，领受你的爱，在你宝血里我献上敬拜。领我到你宝血里面，所有罪恶必得赦免，在我所生命，在你爱里宝血里面，请我到你宝血里面，请到路上里面赦免，更新我生命，在你爱里宝血里面。 God